Simon Monk, pleasure to talk to you. Infrastructure campaign at the London Cycling Campaign. Did he convince you? Well, don't call me now. I'm about to go off air. Very quickly, joined by Mr. John Holmes.
The first thing I heard when I came in this door here was you say the phrase sweaty helmet.
I'd normally say that on air, yes, whatever the topic.
It's tattooed on your arm, so it's fine. If you want to call in, by the way, to continue that conversation that Julie was having about cycling in this afternoon, then don't.
What's happening on your show?
There will be drunk people canvassed.
That's just the producers.
I know. Canvassed for their opinions about the week's news over the weekend, of course, as they fell out of pubs and clubs and bars and so on.
Excellent.
And so forth. That's going to happen. There's just, you know, this stuff.
The usual stuff. There's probably some meat at some point this week as well.
There will be.
John Holmes here with you from 1 o'clock. This is Talk Radio. I'm Julia Hartley Brewer. Stay tuned. Talk
Radio. We got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Stand Up To Cancer returns to Channel 4 with some very special friends, including Britney Spears, Noel Gallagher, Boy George, Little Mix, Michael Bublé, Alicia Dixon, David Tennant, plus many more. Also featuring Street Mate meets First Dates and a Gogglebox celebrity special. Join us for a killer night of fundraising. Stand Up To Cancer, Friday at 7 on Channel 4.
With BMW twin power turbo engines and near perfect 50-50 weight distribution, the BMW 1 Series delivers all the poise, power and precision you expect from a BMW. And now the 5-door BMW 118 iM Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £239. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,269 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of December and registered by 31st of March 2017. UK only, guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
Did you know that Jet2.com fly to 58 amazing destinations, including daily flights to Alicante, Faro, Ibiza, Malaga and Mallorca? You'll enjoy great flight times, plus a huge 22-kilogram baggage allowance. And the best bit? You can fly from only £39. And you, for Spring 17, you can go direct from London Stansted and Birmingham. So book now for 2017. Jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person one way, including taxes, charges and booking fee may apply, subject to availability and conditions.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good Monday afternoon, if we're being specific, which I am. It's just after 1 o'clock, it's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes, Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Ben Needham died in an accident. Jungle children set for family reunion and construction starts on Sir David Attenborough.
Talk Radio.
Police investigating the disappearance of missing toddler Ben Needham on a Greek island 25 years ago say they believe he died in an accident. Officers from Yorkshire have carried out a dig operation on Kos where they discovered an item thought to be his dating back to 1991. Here's Detective Inspector John Cousins.
All the members of the family that were present when I shared this information with them and actually showed the item were quite clearly devastated, distraught and very upset. It was a very emotional moment for everybody that was present at that time.
14 child refugees are arriving in the UK before the jungle migrant camp in Calais is demolished next week. The youngsters will be reunited with family members who are already in Britain. Former Archbishop of Canterbury, Dr. Rowan Williams, says time is running out to identify other unaccompanied children who are eligible to come here.
The Calais camp will be demolished within the next 10 days or so. At least the demolition will begin. That means a large number of unaccompanied children particularly will be at risk. We need to know that there is a process which will secure their interests.
One of the biggest military battles for several years in Iraq is underway. Iraqi, Kurdish and Shia forces supported by US airstrikes are aiming to recapture the city of Mosul, which was taken over by the Islamic State group 2 years ago. The chairman of the Football Association says he's ashamed that gay Premier League players feel they can't come out in public. Greg Clark has told MPs he believes potential abuse is the most likely reason and the FA needs to come down like a ton of bricks on fans who are homophobic. And so David Attenborough has admitted a polar research ship named after him is a bit of a mouthful. Construction of the vessel has started after the public's choice of name Boaty McBoatface was blocked by ministers.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Oh, yes. They stuck with the public vote for Brexit, but they went back on the other one, didn't they?
They did. Although, they've kind of, you know, there's been a bit of a compromise. There's a little, like, rubber dinghy called Boaty McBoatface.
That's right. Which I think is a nice gesture.
Yeah. Shall I do the weather? I'm contractually obliged.
Then, yeah.
A mix of sunshine and scattered showers, the heaviest in the north and west. Meanwhile, London and the southeast will stay mostly dry and bright, highs of 17 degrees.
Thank you very much, Victoria. How was your weekend?
It was rubbish. How was yours?
It's great, thanks.
Good.
Why was yours rubbish?
Oh, I was working a lot of the time. Actually, some of it was interesting.
Do you want to elaborate on that?
I saw some naked men in public. They were reading.
Oh, yes. You went to the Naked Men Reading in Public show.
On a boat.
McNude face.
I wondered what you were going to say.
I'm going to say anything. Nudie McNude face.
Yes.
Did you...
interviewed a naked man.
Wait a minute. Look at your little face.
Like, I was looking in his eyes.
All three.
You can't say that.
Okay.
That's actually offensive.
Okay, then. Not as offensive as what Julia said in her show. Wait a minute. So this was a naked man literary event.
Yes.
That was we heard about on this show.
Yes.
When it got reviewed for our work experience punditry, didn't it? It's a sort of hipster nonsense.
That's right.
So nude men reading literature.
Yeah. So
your little ears pricked up, didn't they?
Well, no, Cass's little ears pricked up. Sorry, I feel like I'm getting a bit ill. Anyway, do you want to go see the naked men? I was like, all right.
Yeah.
So that's what happened.
So how was it?
I didn't pay attention to any of the reading.
Did you just stare at peni throughout the hall?
Five of them.
If we had this
he sounds weird, that bloke.
If we had this conversation, it would be deemed sexist, couldn't it?
Well, no.
If you or I said, oh, yeah, I just went on a boat to stare at a lady's five ladies' foo-foos, then I'd be...
What do you mean, if? Good Saturday.
Was it good, though?
I enjoyed myself.
Did you? Was that allowed during that? Don't they frown on that? Did you get thrown out?
No. Okay. No, I didn't do what you're... Right. Implying.
More of that. More of this exciting Victoria's weekend chat, no doubt, as the afternoon progresses. Victoria, thank you very much for that. Clerk Marta stood with us today. Marta, press us a button. Oh, it's sport. Oh, God, yeah, I always forget the sport. All right, well, it's Ben there. Is it Ben?
Probably.
Still haven't done the sport. It's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Manchester United manager Jose Mourinho gets his first experience of the club's intense rivalry with Liverpool tonight. They go to Anfield in the Premier League, and Mourinho's no stranger to grudge matches. He says this one's up there with the best of them.
In the end, it's just a big match. That can be comparable, I don't know, but can be comparable to Inter Milan, to Madrid's Barcelona, maybe Porto Benfica, maybe comparable to one of these matches. And I like.
On to cricket, England Test captain Alistair Cook will join up with the side ahead of Thursday's first Test in Bangladesh. His wife's had their second child, a baby girl, so he'll now travel ahead of the match in Chittagong. Cook's missed both of their warm-up matches. Yeah. Meanwhile, Ben Duckett impressed yet again to boost his chances of playing in the first Test. On his 22nd birthday, he retired on 60 during the tourists' draw against a Bangladesh cricket board 11 in Chittagong. England made 256 in their innings, with Haseeb Hamid scoring 57. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Ben there with the pre-recorded sport. Victoria there with the live news. Live news of what she saw at the weekend. She's still giggling at it. Right, Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Let's get on with it.
Talk Radio.
At McDonald's, we're always working to improve our Happy Meal. Like reducing the total amount of salt in a typical Happy Meal by 47%. Oh, and making it possible to swap out fries for carrot sticks or fruit bags. These are just a couple of the steps we're taking to make the Happy Meal even happier. Typical Happy Meal, chicken McNuggets, fries, fruit shoot. Salt reduction since 2003. Served after 10:30 a.m.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
It is Talk Radio. Good afternoon. I am Kombuka, the gorilla. Well, reports are also emerging this afternoon that Asprot Cass are jumping out at people all over the country as part of a craze.
With Mel Gibson and his beard.
And Joe Pasquale. People hate clowns now.
Whenever John Holmes comes on the radio, my six-month-year-old daughter...
We have dragged a busker in from Remember the Titans, trials they've been doing in Sweden, which are Paul Sinha, I think. Taped up the bird's beaks. Jim Davis and Joe Pasquale stormed the Pudsey Bear and forced to dance on a hot plate. Oh, we're back to your God. I mean, you're not allowed to, you know, fly gorillas in airspace, are you now? So that's not right, is it? That is dangerous.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century. Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There. Talk radio. When I am about to get on a journey,
oh, hello then, and good Monday at you as once again we plough the fields of talk radio and scatter the good seed of 1 till 4 in the afternoon on the ground. I am John Holmes, and if you are a new listener, then very, very welcome you are, yes. Think of this, then, as the solution to a crisis. There's been much talk of the housing crisis in all of the newspapers today. The squalor in which many people have to live is highlighted. And I'm here to tell you that radio is just the same. Okay, so some listeners, you could be one of them, are forced to put up with some terrible conditions. I mean, over on LBC, for example, it's so dreary and it often falls below the acceptable levels of entertainment. Radio 1 infested with Grimshaw, despite them putting traps down. And I'm afraid Radio 4 in the afternoon always has a play which is covered in sound effects of chinking teacups. That's not racist, that's the noise they make. And it's a real struggle for many listeners to even get on the first foot of the ladder of enjoying a Radio 4 play. So think of this as your shelter. This is your shelter right here, 1 till 4 in the afternoons on Talk Radio. It's a safe haven. It's not damp, it's not. It's warm, it's inviting. This programme's certainly affordable, by which I mean cheap. And it's a radio home where you can build the foundation of quality radio listening for the rest of your life. Admittedly, you know, there's no real structure to it as such, and it could come crashing down at any moment between now and four. It's what we call a bit of a fixer-upper. You are welcome to hang around in it as long as you like. And here's what's under today's carpet, should you wish to have a look. Next up in this hour, we will cover today's big story. As is traditional in a talk radio scenario, we'll have a guest on to discuss something or other that's in the news. It's the big story. After that, however, the launch of Headline Hijack. We provide you with the opportunity to co-write the 2pm news. Make up a news story, my friend. Fill it full of nonsense and send it our way. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio.
Wait. Start your message with the word talk. A message costs 25p. I have to do that now. It's so annoying and really expensive.
At 5.
You can also use Twitter if you like. You can use Twitter.
At
Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like. And it's not a complete rip-off.
Fib, fabricate and fake your way into the actual news. It will spout. Your fake news will spout like the actual news from out of Victoria's mouth. Victoria's mouth.
This mouth.
Which, yeah. This weekend, as we know, has been in the vicinity of Peni.
I just...
Then we'll be throwing open the doors to the Tupperware Hall of Despair as we induct another lonely luncher into the Lonely Lunch Club. The only requirement is this: you should be lunching alone. That's all you have to be doing. Let us know if you are lunching alone. You can come on the radio and idly chat about whatever you like in the manner of an idle lunchtime chat with a colleague you neither like nor know very well. And if that's you, you could win gifts ranging from a talk radio mug all the way through to a talk sport mug. There's an email for this. It's not even the text. It's not even the Twitter. You can email lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. If you get on the list, we will call you back. After that, we will continue in our quest to train up the next generation of broadcasters and critics. It's work experience punditry on the radio, where deliberately unpaid work experience I come in and review things. Today, Sophie is in to review some television. Then there's the day's big stories, explained through the medium of Japanese poetry. It's the news in haikus. Our team of reporters will be out on the streets to find out what the people think. Today we're asking, do they think bypasses or trifles? Each day we invite a different diversity to go through the papers. That's the Diversity Paper Review. Today Mark is back. He's a brown one. We've also got foreign news, I think possibly. Our foreign correspondent will be speaking foreign on the line from somewhere foreign, discussing an issue in the original foreign. And you can hear the results of drunk people being canvassed for their views on the week's news. That's in Alco Vox Pops. And later, we may well be joined by hot guest action in the shape of Frank Skinner. Frank Skinner may join us later on the programme, but I think he probably will. Ginger Dave is not producing. We haven't seen him for so long, we're actually wondering if he's still even alive, if I'm honest. Ass Prodcast is back after a week off. She's through the glass.
Through the miserable window.
Right, this must be something wrong with Cass's microphone. The thing that's something wrong with your microphone. Cass, could you come in? There's a problem with the microphone in through the glass. It's making voices go really weird.
It's gone miserable.
It's gone more miserable. So it's not going to work. So
here she goes.
So Cass isn't through the glass. Cass has now come into the studio. Asprod Cass is in the studio.
Yay.
Oh.
Sounds painful.
It really hurts.
It hurts my ears.
No, I know.
What's happened to you?
I lost my voice.
For many of us, that's a blessing.
Well.
But it's not really gone, is it? It just sounds more stupid than normal.
How stupid is your face?
Fair.
That's a rubbish throw.
How are you going to do your famous chuckle?
I hate you so much.
Cass's voice has gone. The office is ecstatic. Paid intern Cornelius is here as well.
Hello.
I am John Holmes. Oh, Marta's on the buttons. Hello, Marta.
Hello.
Victoria's on the news. Hello, Victoria.
Hi, John.
Yeah, whatever. Welcome along, then. It is your Monday afternoon here on Talk Radio. Welcome. Cass, can you say, let's start with some music?
Why don't we start with some music?
People are strange. When you're a stranger, faces look ugly. When you're alone, women seem wicked. When you're unwanted, the streets are under. When you're down, when you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange.
That's called People Are Strange. We're playing it on Talk Radio. But why? Why would I be playing Echo and the Bunnymen? The full song on what is primarily, let's be honest, a talk radio station at 17 minutes past one on a Monday. Why? Of Cornelius, you're looking quizzical.
Yeah.
What were you wondering there?
I was just wondering why, John, that you're playing this song, Echo and the Bunny Man.
People Are Strange.
People Are Strange.
Yes.
On talk radio at this time.
Well, I'll tell you in a minute. What, primarily a talk radio station?
Yeah.
It's interesting, isn't it? Yeah. At 18 minutes past 1 o'clock in the afternoon, you mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'll tell you, Cornelius, it's to do with today's big story.
Ah. That makes sense. Yeah. So you're sort of setting up the story with a related song.
With a related song, which is the traditional way of doing it. So would you like to...
What's today's story, then?
Well, it's Echo and the Bunny Men, People Are Strange. So why don't you, cryptically, play along at home. People are strange. Try and work it out. Faces look ugly when you're alone. I can see you've got a guess on your face.
Yeah, is it Donald Trump? Because he's strange. He has an ugly face.
No. I can see you just...
The rain, is it the weather?
No. No one
remembers your name. Is it your name? Is it about names?
No.
Strange.
No.
Stranger Things on Netflix.
No. I'll tell you. It's because that's People Are Strange by Echo and the Bunnymen.
Yeah.
Which was a cover version of a song by The Doors. People Are Strange by The Doors. They did the original version of that.
Okay.
And what has doors?
Hinges.
Yes. What else?
Door frames.
Yes. Yes. But what are the door frames in?
Buildings.
Yes. Specifically...
Well, any building.
No, just narrow it down to a type of building.
Office.
No.
Library.
Think again.
Swimming baths.
Different.
Exam hall.
No.
Kitchen.
No. What's got a kitchen?
An industrial warehouse. An office.
No.
A library.
You said office. I said
yeah,
not...
Yeah, but they have kitchens.
Yeah, but that's not the...
Hell's Kitchen.
No.
Gordon Ramsay.
No.
Food.
No.
Anything.
It's that... houses.
Ah, oh, I was about to say that.
Today's big story is the housing crisis. Houses have doors. Doors did People Are Strange. Echo and the Bunnymen covered it. Doors. It's obvious. It's today's big story. It's on all the papers. The housing crisis. The shocking state of houses that landlords rent out to tenants. It's a big, big story today. As I say, we're going to need a guest. Ask Broadcast. Is croaking through the glass.
Yeah. It's not even funny.
It's just, Cass, it's perfectly normal. It's just puberty. Could you...
Well, let me know when you catch up.
Yeah, good. your testicles will drop next. Could you get us...
Where are yours, then?
Could you get... could you get us a guest, please? Please. Please. Take that as a yes. We'll talk to someone about the housing crisis next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Do you take credit cards, she says?
Yeah.
Like I've got a card machine in my toolbox?
No one pays cash these days. I use a PayPal Here card reader. Fits in my pocket. I take cards, even contactless. With no monthly fees, job done.
Get paid by card or contactless wherever you do business with the PayPal Here card reader. Just $47.99 until October 31st. Order yours now at paypal.co.uk/here.
Right, you're around then.
Sorry, pal, not carrying cash.
Subject to application approval, terms and transaction fees apply.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In October, we've got a real deal on an 8-foot by 4-foot sheet of 12.5mm standard plasterboard for only £3.99 ex-fat. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Did you know that Jet2.com fly to 58 amazing destinations, including daily flights to Alicante, Faro, Ibiza, Malaga and Mallorca? You'll enjoy great flight times, plus a huge 22-kilogram baggage allowance. And the best bit? You can fly from only £39. And you, for Spring 17, you can go direct from London Stansted and Birmingham. So book now for 2017. Jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person one way, including taxes, charges and booking fee may apply, subject to availability and conditions.
Stand Up To Cancer returns to Channel 4 with some very special friends, including Britney Spears, Noel Gallagher, Boy George, Little Mix, Michael Bublé, Alicia Dixon, David Tennant, plus many more. Also featuring Street Mate Meets First Dates and the Gogglebox Celebrity Special. Join us for a killer night of fundraising. Stand Up To Cancer, Friday at 7 on Channel 4.
Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
There's severe delays developing on the M1 through Leicestershire. The northbound carriageway is currently closed between 23 at Loughborough and 23A at the A42. A vehicle travelling north crossed through the central reservation, which means there's also a lane out on the southbound side as well. Elsewhere, Somerset's northbound in 5's queuing because of a breakdown near Bridgewater, junctions 24 to 23. An earlier breakdown on the M6 in Cheshire as their southbound delays towards 18 at Middlewich, but better news in Carmarthenshire. The A40 through Llandovery, which was closed after an accident, has reopened. I'm Jarena Adams.
Delaney, live at Drive on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. It's an A to Z of original afternoon entertainment with the most well-connected man in radio.
Give it some lip.
Big opinions, massive guests, all the top stories. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delaney, live at Drive.
Honk if you're Delaney!
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's Talk Radio in the afternoon. It's Monday afternoon, if I'm being specific. And hello, I am what that bit of production just said. Before we talk about today's big story, we've got some of your reactions that have been coming in. Of course, Cornelius, what's been coming in?
Lots
part of the
coming
reaction?
In. John, lots these in. Crowds, these crazed yep. clowns yep. are more of a danger than terrorists. Just imagine if the shoe bomber had been a clown with clown shoes on. Yep. It could have brought down a whole fleet of airliners.
Yes.
This is coming by text. John, I am sick and tired. Please send help.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. If you've got a reaction, 8-7-2-2.
Start your message with the word talk. It costs, it says behind me, 25 pence plus your standard message network rate.
Right, well read. Or you can use Twitter, of course, at Talk Radio.
Start your message with anything you want, yeah. And it's not a complete rip-off.
Okay, here we go. So then... let's dwell on this for a moment as well. This is actually very sad news. I'm sorry to get quite serious for a moment here. If we can just take a moment to reflect on this, it's actually quite sad news. I'm afraid Phil Collins has announced a comeback tour. And, of course, it was Phil Collins who wrote and sang that song Another Day in Paradise, which he wrote in one of his mansions to be all about the homeless. If one was cynical, one might think that Phil Collins was trying to cash in on the story that's all over today's papers, which is that, of course, of the housing crisis. It seems, despite Mr. Collins's words about the blisters on the soles of her feet, it's cold, she's got nowhere to sleep, 70% of tenants get a bad deal in filthy accommodation because they are unable to get one of those blistered feet on the housing ladder. In short... this nation has been let down by Phil Collins. Ditto all those homeless people who followed his sartorial advice and took off their jackets only for them to die of exposure. Maybe I'm just being cynical. And maybe, well, maybe we should just expect that behaviour from a man who left his wife in the 80s by fax. On the line to discuss the housing crisis is a man who knows all about houses because it's Talk Radio's own Martin Roberts. Out of off of Homes Under the Hammer. Good afternoon, Martin.
Good afternoon. Hello there.
Hello yes, there.
I'm on the debate.
Good. It's good to have you on. Always a pleasure to talk to you, as you know. First question, most importantly, do you like Phil Collins?
Oh, well, yes, but I think he has got a lot to answer for, as you quite rightly say. And I think he penned without thinking, is it, in a nutshell.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And, personally, I hate him, but it's a groovy kind of hate.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So, right, here's a question. So you work in housing, you're our property expert, certainly on Talk Radio, and indeed elsewhere. And we read these stories today, Martin, about the 70% of tenants getting a bad deal in filthy accommodation. What would you say the worst... because you've seen a lot of houses, we've seen that on Homes Under the Hammer. What's the worst house, the condition-wise, that you've seen inhabited or about to be inhabited, would you say?
Well, all of you going places where I just look around and it is literally like a municipal tip. There is stuff just piled up everywhere. You can't actually move around. But what I think sticks in my mind, it wasn't some weather that was necessarily dirty or messy. It was just intriguing. That was in a kitchen.
Yeah.
Right. Amidst the middle of all the units, the dishwasher and the, you know, the place where you store your cornflakes, there was a rabbit hutch. Now, I right. just thought, this is bad on so many levels. Either poor old Thumper's, you know, close to the cooker for ease of transportation, or she has to sit there and watch as some of her fellow animals are sort of like slaughtered. So either that or it's just massively unhygienic.
Yes.
I never quite got my head around it. And I don't, interesting. So what I want to start the campaign here, people need to, you know, you got all like these B&Qs and the Wrens, they'll do the kitchen design.
Yes.
I want people to go in and start asking for a rabbit hutch in the middle of the design.
If the demand is there, it will happen, let's be honest. It's exactly. all about supply and demand. Maybe it was one of these disreputable landlords, though, who, because we've seen this before, people divide single rooms into two rooms and rent them out separately. Maybe a landlord, a disreputable landlord, was thinking he could hire out the hutch as like a bedroom for a student or something.
It's bigger than some of the rooms I've stayed in as a student. To be fair, I'm not sure if we have to touch on anything to do with sense here, but, you know, landlords do have a responsibility, and they have a legal responsibility
yeah.
to make sure that their places are fit for purpose. Unfortunately, what you've got is you've got all these people desperate to actually rent places out, and the landlords who aren't very nice will say, well, if you don't take it, somebody else will. So sod off.
Yeah.
You know, and unfortunately, we need to drive those kind of landlords out of the market. And there are things like the National Landlords Association that are trying to do their best. But there will always be... there'll always be dodgy landlords. I'm quite surprised at the number of this figure. You know, this is the number that they're suggesting people are living in squalor.
Yep.
I mean, that could explain possibly why Dyson's figures are higher than they've ever been. Maybe people trying to bring it round.
Yeah.
They're blowing all their money on expensive vacuum cleaners, and they've got no money to actually look after their houses.
Yeah. I mean, you see this a lot on. I'm going to call it Hooth. Homes Under the Hammer, Hooth.
Yes.
That's what the kid's calling it.
That's very familiar.
Yeah. You see this kind of thing a lot. I mean, can you fix anything up? You know about skills. And so,
yes.
I'm thinking of the old woman. Do you remember she converted a shoe into a house?
Uh-huh.
Bit of a fixer-upper. Got a load of children in there. Admittedly, she whipped them. That's technically abuse. But, you know, we'll gloss over that bit. But she basically built a house out of a shoe. She saw a gap in the market. She thought, there aren't enough houses. I'm going to live in a shoe. I mean, what? You know, how long would it take to do up a shoe?
Well, the shoe, interesting. How about a porter cabin, though? Or one of those boxes that they have at the docks, you know, those containers?
Yes.
We did actually do a story years ago about somebody who's converting those shipping containers into houses. And actually, it's quite poignant, isn't it? It's just a lot of people being forced to live in them for
yes.
short periods of time at the moment, which is not ideal. So I don't think there's any limits. I mean, we've had people building things out of hay. So, you know, little piggies and that blowing houses down made of straw.
Well,
so
this is it. I was just mentioning that because they're doing trials in Sweden at the moment. Hay bales. Trials in Sweden where they've got, as you rightly say, pigs have been trained in house building. The problem is that only one in three of those houses stay up in the end. So...
That's
not necessarily a good idea.
Yes, but only one in three Swedish houses per se stay up, so I don't think they do the pick.
That's a fair point. Now, I know you're in a hurry, so I'm going to... I did ask you what's the worst house you've ever seen at the beginning. To end, I need to ask you what's the worst hammer you've ever seen?
The worst hammer, actually, funnily enough, was one that was made of Schwarzkopf's crystal. You know that really expensive stuff?
Oh, yeah.
That's like glitters and sparkles in lots of multidimensional colours.
It's like catnip to old people. Yes, I know it.
Exactly. I saw a hammer made out of that and I thought, well, that's about as much use as a chocolate teapot, that is.
Martin Roberts, thank you very much indeed. He's our property expert. He appears on Talk Radio, of course, at the weekend with the property show. He's also off of Homes Under the Hammer. Good to talk to him there. I hope that's helped with the housing crisis. If you've got an opinion or a reaction to any of that, the number is this, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
It'll cost you 25 pence,
yes.
plus your standard network rate. We've got to say that now. We've been told from today we've got to say that. Mm. I don't know why, but we have. Or you can use Twitter, which is free.
Start your message with any word you want and it's not a rip-off.
Yes. In the next half an hour, headline hijack on the way. We'd very much like you to make up a news story, of course, and you can do that. And get it read out in the news at 2 o'clock, masquerading as truth. Not only that, but we'll meet today's Lonely Lunch Club-er, who will become inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. For now, though, just after 1:30, Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
South Yorkshire police say they believe missing toddler Ben Needham died in an accident near a farmhouse on the Greek island of Kos. Officers have spent 3 weeks digging up the area where he vanished in 1991. Lead investigator, Detective Inspector John Cousins, says the theory is based on something they unearthed.
This item, which I've shown personally to some of Ben's family, was found in one of the targeted areas at the second site. It is our initial understanding that this item was in Ben's possession at or around the time that he went missing.
14 children who've been living unaccompanied in the jungle migrant camp in Calais have arrived in the UK. They're due to be reunited with family who are already in Britain. 40,000 Kurdish and Iraqi forces are moving in on the Iraqi city of Mosul, which has been under Islamic State group control for more than 2 years. It's feared thousands of IS fighters may have rigged streets with explosives. Sir Cliff Richard is talking to MPs and peers about the impact of being wrongly accused of sex crimes. The singer wants a change in the law that would guarantee sexual offence suspects won't be named unless they're charged. But some charities argue it put people off coming forward. And FA chairman Greg Clark says he'd prefer a homegrown manager to become the next permanent England boss. He's been questioned by MPs about ongoing allegations of corruption in the game, as well as other issues. Sam Allardyce recently left the England job after just 67 days following a newspaper sting. The weather, a mix of sunshine and scattered showers, the heaviest in the north and west. Meanwhile, London and the southeast will stay mostly dry and bright. Highs of 17 degrees is more in half an hour.
Victoria there with the news. If you're just joining us, you've missed the news that Victoria over the weekend went to see naked men reading literature on a boat.
It wasn't just me. It was Cass through the glass.
Is that why she's lost her voice? Because Cass has gone squeaky croaky, hasn't she?
She has.
And is that related in any way to... I mean, I don't know what went on. You do.
Nothing untoward. We were behaving ourselves. But no, I'm not aware that that's the reason why her throat is not working.
Okay. Fine. Thanks for that update, Victoria. Victoria with us in half an hour with the news, 25 minutes now with the news. But the mouth with which she speaks, this one, will contain a lie at 2 o'clock as part of Headline Hijack. We'd like it to be yours. Details coming up of how you can get involved in that next.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. A lot of your reactions coming in for today's big story, the housing crisis. Martin Roberts, off of that jingle. And also Talk Radio's weekend property programme and television's Homes Under the Hammer. They're talking us through the housing crisis and what he'd do to solve it. A lot of stuff coming in about this, Cornelius.
Yes, John, this has come in. John, it's especially tough for students in the small rooms as it's an incredibly tight fit. That's coming from Ginger producer Dave. And John, it's Martin Roberts. He's the problem. The man you just spoke to is the problem. This has come in from Liar. He said, he came round my house with a hammer and just went postal. And that's decreased the living
value of the house. Smashed the house.
Smashed it. And then apparently started filming his show.
Right. This is coming. We were talking about this there, of course, in Sweden. And is this a good idea? Do let us know if you think this is a good idea or not. In Sweden, they're doing trials where they've trained little pigs, house building skills. In Sweden, in order to build more houses, because obviously the part of the problem is that there aren't enough houses, which of affordable housing, which forces people into the rental market, which is where this squalor starts, according to the reports. But in Sweden, these pigs have been trained in house building. As I say, only one in three of those houses stay up, which is a problem. The rest are decimated by wolves as well. But it is a start. At least Sweden is a progressive country for that reason. And John, this has come in from Nick, shouting house at bingo to people. Bingo is simply rubbing it in to the homeless people and people who are living in squalor.
It's true.
You might as well have Phil Collins shouting the numbers. Phil Collins, of course, wrote Another Day in Paradise about the homeless, probably sitting in one of his mansions. A lot of people pointing that out. Anyway, if you've got a reaction, here's the number, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
And you've got, there's a charge of...
I've written it down.
Normally, regular listeners will know, we go... 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
But apparently from today, that's got even more complicated now, because we've got to go... 8722.
Start your messages with the word talk. Messages cost 25p plus your standard network rate.
It's going to get very boring very quickly, yeah. That, isn't it? Can we just assume everyone knows that?
No, apparently not.
Right. Or you can use At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like, and it's not a complete rip-off.
Right. I don't know. So, anyway, you can use that number to get in touch for this as well. Headline hijack. That's the order of things. As I said, at 2 o'clock, the news will be hither and also thither. There'll be the news in the news, because that's what lives in the news. However, at 2 o'clock, it will also contain a massive news lie. A made-up news story to confuse those who don't listen to this bit of the programme. That's how Headline Hijack works. They get back to their desk, switch the radio on, hear the news, believe it to be true, but not at 2 o'clock, it's not. They're welcomed back from their lunch break with a made-up news story that they then go about believing. And we'd like you to make it up. Okay, here are some that have already been coming in. Let's have a look. Here. Oh, more Phil Collins-related stories here. It's been revealed that the escaped gorilla at London Zoo from last week was in fact a hoax. A PR company have admitted that it was actually a publicity stunt in order to accompany the announcement that Phil Collins is making a comeback on a new European tour. Of course, Phil Collins famously performed his song In the Air Tonight with a gorilla as his backing band. There, you probably remember that video. It was a homeless gorilla as well, I think. A lot of people also pointing out that that Phil Collins obviously wrote that song about the homeless, as we mentioned, Another Day in Paradise, but then also told people to go outside without a jacket, didn't he? Which, of course, led to many deaths of homeless people in the winter, who foolishly followed Phil Collins's no jacket advice. Cornelius, what have you got there coming in as part of Headline Hijack?
According to Michael, it has emerged that the two men China has launched into orbit this morning are not astronauts, but in fact political dissidents. When questioned by the UN, a spokesman for the Chinese government dodged the question as to whether there was a plan to return them to Earth.
Transport authorities in Sheffield are to tackle a rising number of violent incidents on buses. This is from Neil, which are apparently being started by Who Gets the Front Seats, which, of course, are said to have more legroom than the rest of the bus. It's expected that bus drivers will now be told in Sheffield as part of a trial to start honouring the rules of shotgun, with no reloads allowed. If you want to sit down the front of the bus in Sheffield, you've got to call shotgun the moment you get on the bus, even before you pay. Thank you very much. Right, you've got 20 minutes. The lines remain open for your headline at hijacks. Here's the number again, and I know it's annoying, but apparently we do have to say this. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk. Messages cost 25p plus your standard network rate.
And then you can use Twitter as well, at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like, and it's not a complete ripoff.
Thank you. And also, next we will meet a lonely luncher. If you're lunching alone, this is the slot for you. There are prizes on offer.
No, there's not. They're gifts, aren't they?
Another rule, isn't it? But they're not prizes, they're gifts.
Lots of rules.
Gifts there are. And you can win one of them. No? Can you win a gift or win a prize? Or
no,
do you just get a gift?
You get thanked with a gift.
You get thanked with a gift.
Yeah, winning suggests that there's a competition element, and it's not a competition.
All you got to do is be on the list to be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Do that by this free method, lonelylunch at talkradio.co.uk. Ask Broadcast will attempt to call you back, although today, because her voice sort of sounds a bit like this.
Like this?
It is an improvement over the original, granted. But she will call you back, lonelylunch at talkradio.co.uk. We will meet someone next. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Get your weekday morning started
with the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio with Uber. Get going tomorrow morning from 6 as Talk Radio's turbo-tongued breakfast host sits in the driving seat for 4 hours of finely tuned radio. It's the breakfast show that keeps you fully fueled throughout the day. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio with Uber. Driving with Uber can help you fund whatever you want to achieve. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
Stand Up To Cancer returns to Channel 4 with some very special friends, including Britney Spears, Noel Gallagher, Boy George, Little Mix, Michael Bublé, Alicia Dixon, David Tennant, plus many more. Also featuring Street Mate meets First Dates and a Gogglebox celebrity special. Join us for a killer night of fundraising. Stand Up To Cancer, Friday at 7 on Channel 4.
With BMW twin-power turbo engines and near-perfect 50-50 weight distribution, the BMW 1 Series delivers all the poise, power and precision you expect from a BMW. And now the 5-door BMW 118 iM Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £239. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,269 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of December and registered by 31st of March 2017. UK only, guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
Butchers, chop chop. Mechanics, get in gear. Employers, you'll need to offer a workplace pension. It's the law. For help, go to workplacepensions.gov.uk today.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's major delays on the M1 in Leicestershire. The northbound carriageway is closed between 23 and 23A near Loughborough. This is after a vehicle travelling north across the central reservation. Queues north back to 22 was also two lanes out on the southbound side. That was also blocked briefly. A breakdown on Somerset's northbound M5 continues to cause delays near Bridgewater, junctions 24 to 23. Through High Ferriby in Lincolnshire, the A16 Boston Road's closed because of an accident. And a breakdown on the M6 in Cheshire causing northbound queues towards junction 19 for Knutsford. I'm Jarena Adams.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Called her what? Right, it's coming up to... just check that. Hang on, it's just coming up to... sorry, bear with me. Sorry.
Are you not wearing your glasses?
Quarter to two. The clock's out. I don't trust the one in here. I had to go and look
you
at the
don't
one.
Trust
I had to go
the
look
clock.
At what, look at the one out there. Just to check it. I've been looking through the news today. I don't know whether you've seen any of the news. And over the weekend, have you seen any of the news?
Wait, that's 3 days worth of news.
Admittedly, it's a lot of news. Oh. Various things happened. I don't know whether you noticed any of them.
No, I can't get my head around it.
No, well, don't worry, Cornelius, because you're... It doesn't matter that you can't get around it because we are here to help that.
Oh, good.
Lots of, many listeners. We get many letters, we get many texts, and we get tweets, and we get emails, all of which I print out individually onto large A3 sheets of paper. And then I put them all, as you know, into a large post bag, just so our post bag looks full every morning when I come in. And I pull out, them out randomly. Here's one.
Oh, there's one, yeah.
Dear John, read the news. I just can't get my head around it. That's just one example of many. Here's another.
Wow.
Dear John, read the news. I just can't get my head around it. Hold on. Dear John, read the news. I can't get my head around it. Don't worry. We are here to help. That is the point. We are very much, I think, the only media outlet to examine the news in so much detail, to analyse it, to drill down into the very issues which undermine the news, which make up its very essence. And when we do that, what you end up with, of course, is what you find. You find Japanese poetry, don't you? If you just look right down inside the news. Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Mm. Trump says election is rigged. Must be true for him to have got this far.
The news in haikus. Let's meet a lonely luncher.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
This is radio's friendliest, if slightly awkward, feature. It's the Lonely Lunch Club. It's where we meet those who are lunching alone. The reason is unimportant. All that matters is that you are eating alone with no company. But it's fine, because we will be your company. It's the Lonely Lunch Club. Become inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Imagine we were a virtual friend and or colleague that you don't know very well. Colleague you don't know very well. And if it was a work-based scenario, you'll have met us. Perhaps just bumped into us coming out of the toilet or something. Or maybe near the kettle in the staff, little staff kitchen that you've got. And you're both waiting for it to boil. And you're forced into an awkward bit of chit-chat. It's like that. But it's designed to make you, if you're lunching alone, feel fewer lonely. It's the Lonely Lunch Club Tupperware Hall of Despair. Let's meet today's inductee into it. It's Josh. Hello, Josh.
Hi, John.
Hi. How are you, Josh?
I'm lonely, John. How are you?
I know. Well, that's the point of the exercise, Josh, but you're straight in there with a... Like it was an AA meeting or something. You're, hi, I'm Josh, and I'm lonely.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hi, I'm... Yeah, and I thought you meant the other AA. I was going to say, hi, I'm Josh, my car's broken down.
Yes, that is a different one. You're right.
Yeah, different AA.
Yes. Right, Josh, where are you?
I am... I'm in Cambridge.
Cambridge? What are you doing in Cambridge?
I'm a student.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, an Oxbridge type.
I'm not really, though.
What, so
not
you're
the type. What? I am a student. I'm really a student. I'm just not the type.
You're just not the type of student.
Yeah, yeah.
Who ordinarily would be at Cambridge. But are you at Cambridge on merit, or are you at Cambridge?
No, I've completely bribed my way in, John.
Well, good. That's the traditional way, I understand.
Yeah.
Although it should be not you, but your father.
It was a family bribe.
Yeah, good. That's how it works. Yeah. Okay. What do you say? What are you studying there? Did you say, or probably you didn't?
I didn't say. I study Spanish.
Spanish at Cambridge.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. How long have you been doing it? What year are you in?
I'm in my fourth year, so I've been doing it for a while.
Does it take that long to learn Spanish? I mean, a lot of people do it.
No. If I'm being honest, I think I spent the first couple of them dossing around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, because a lot of people now learn Spanish from one of those language tapes in the car.
Yeah, I'm completely aware that I probably study the easiest thing here, so it's, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
thanks for making me feel so good about it.
That's fine. You're at Cambridge, you're one of the elites, so it's up to me to bring you down a peg or two. I think that's...
Thank you,
So Spanish, good, 4 years in, so you must be fluent. I mean, once you've done, you know, the basics of learning Spanish, i.e. speaking it and writing it and understanding it, where is there to go?
That's a bit of a problem I'm having, actually. Is at some point I'm going to have to think of somewhere to go, aren't I?
Well, Spain would be a good start.
Well, no, I mean, Spain might be a good start, but something to do also when I get there.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have any notions of where this might lead you, Josh?
No, I'm kind of floating around in the stream and seeing if anything hits me.
Okay, so let's talk about a little bit, if it's not obvious already, why you might be lunching alone, Josh. What's, is it a usual occurrence or just today?
No, it's not. I wouldn't say it's a usual occurrence, but you know, every now and then, a couple of friends, different timetables, they're in classes and stuff.
Yeah.
Bit of a slow Monday.
Yeah.
I slept in as well, and I didn't have time to get some stuff done. And now I'm just sitting here with toast and a coffee. It's also, I didn't even know if I could call it lunch.
Yeah, I mean that is a breakfast at lunchtime. That is. I mean, what you've done there is.
Yeah, it's been done before. It's called brunch, but...
Yeah, well, that's... I say brunch is different. I say brunch is more of an event, whereas what you've done is just been lazy. That's the difference, Josh, isn't it?
Yeah, really? Yeah, fair enough. I can't actually say fairer than that.
I can't argue with that. But can you say fairer than that in Spanish?
Would you like me to?
Yes, I would.
I can't go. Mejor que eso. But I don't know, people didn't really say it in Spanish. But yeah, go on then.
All right, that's fine. Now, look, the rules are of the Tupperware Hall of Despair, once you're inducted in, are that you can... well, two things. One, you can pick a subject for us to idly chit-chat about. And secondly, you will be on the receiving end of a gift. We'll get to that in a moment.
Oh, dear.
What will happen is there'll be some glamorous gift-based music and then a lineup of what gift you can choose for being inducted. But before that, any subject you like, we like to take on the role of your friend, obviously, in the case of this. I mean, a slight distance, given your privilege.
Well,
But what subject would you like to idly chit and chat about?
Well, I think if I weren't having a lonely lunch today, if I were here with someone else, a quite embarrassing story happened yesterday,
I would
tell them. So you might have to take that role. Is that okay?
That's absolutely fine. Let's begin the role playing. Okay, here we go. So where should we place this? I mean, are we meeting at a urinal? Where is the awkward?
No, it's a supermarket.
The story's set in a supermarket, is it? Or we're in a supermarket.
No, the story is set in a supermarket. You're on the radio, I'm having lunch.
Yes, but we're role-playing.
Oh, sorry. Okay, well then, you're joining me for lunch. You can be here in the in a lounge, it's fine.
Great, okay. So I'm sitting in your lounge. I just got up late as well.
Yeah. And, what happened... Well, I've got to tell you what happened yesterday.
Just before you start, can I have a bit of that toast?
Yeah, just have a bite of the toast, it's fine.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Sorry, what happened yesterday?
So what? I've actually got food stuck in my teeth, which is quite bad. Yesterday, I was in a supermarket.
Yeah.
And you know the whole self checkout thing. It's not so new anymore. People are pretty much aware how it goes. You know,
unexpected item in the bagging area.
Yeah, no, well, it wasn't the embarrassing thing. But you know, don't jump the gun, John.
All right.
No. So what happened was I had quite a lot to buy. I'd been at home for the weekend, so I've come back up and stocking up the kitchen and all that.
Yeah.
And I was just filling up this bag with all the items, and I know some veg, eggs, lots of veg actually, a couple of loaves of bread, the whole lot. And I was buying some stuff for some friends as well. So I was, you know, I'd taken down to the supermarket my bag for life.
Yes.
Which is what they're called. It's also what they are. They are bags for life, and you can always count on them to just be there whenever you need them.
Yes. Does this story get good anytime soon?
No, don't worry. It's a slow one. And then, what happened was I finished everything, I put everything in the bag and kind of did the whole paying thing and took a receipt. And as I just chuckled to myself and just picked up the bag and just went to myself, you know, I was quite pleased with the shopping experience. It had gone quite smoothly. I just went, very good. And as I took a step, the bag just completely split.
Ah.
Yeah. And everyone in the supermarket was looking, because also I'd made it more embarrassing by saying to myself, very good, kind of mindlessly.
Yes. I mean, it's not that strong an anecdote, if I'm honest, but as idle chat goes...
Oh, I thought you wanted idle chat.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. I mean, that's what it worked very well, I think, on a level of idle chat, certainly. Did you get a new bag? I mean, let's finish it off. I mean, how did you solve this?
No. So what I did, because the handle kind of split and there was a split down the side of the bag and a jar of honey was rolling across the supermarket floor.
My God.
But, you know, at this point, you've got your pride to look after. So what I did was I piled everything in the bag and then as if the bag were, you know, some small child, I kind of held it to myself as I walked through the streets home.
Right. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen to him, la-di-da Cambridge with his honey. Well, look, you get to, for that fascinating insight into your life, you do get to choose from a range of gifts, Josh, to induct you into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Here comes the glittering music. And here comes your list of prizes gifts to choose from.
A Talk Radio mug.
Yes, as supped on by Julia Hartley Brewer's foul, foul mouth.
Today's Metro newspaper with haiku scribbled on it.
Scribbled on it using a nice day chisel-tipped permanent marker.
A Talk Sport mug.
Excellent for intimidating fellow Cambridge students.
A copy of A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
Yes, in this book, John Holmes tells all about his childhood, even though no one asked him to.
A TalkSport 2 mug.
This mug is the last remaining friend of Ray Stubbs.
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
Former Match of the Day 2 host presents this now-dated TalkSport memorabilia.
A 2016 Talk Radio John Holmes colander.
Due to a typo in an email, you could drain your pasta using a cheap colander scribbled on with a nice day bullet tip permanent marker.
There you go, that's your gift, that's your choice of gifts there, Josh, out of those.
Oh god, I think it's going to have to be the TalkSport 2 mug.
The TalkSport 2 mug.
Yeah, not the TalkSport mug.
No, you don't want that.
Good, it's been done, hasn't it?
Good, Josh. Good choice. Thank you very much, Josh. That is Josh there, king of the anecdotes, there with his chat about a supermarket. But that's the point, you see. That's the point of the whole exercise. All you've got to do is come on the radio if you're lunching alone, have an idle chat about whatever you like, and be lonely no longer. It's the Lonely Lunch Club. It's on Talk Radio. Here's the email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Now, next on the programme, work experience punditry. Sophie is here. She's work experience. It means we don't have to pay her. And she will be reviewing television. And this is Talk Radio, and I am John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
My name is Alex.
I'm John.
My name's Moses.
The jungle doesn't care who you are.
I'm a banker.
I work as a builder.
I have a criminal record.
Or what you've done.
This environment is brutal, hostile.
Get down!
It will chew you up and spit you out.
25 ordinary men discover what SAS selection really takes.
All of you, up!
Welcome to the jungle.
Some of us are that close to passing out.
SAS Who Dares Wins. Tonight at 9 on Channel 4.
Come on.
It's amazing what you have at your fingertips. Emails, photos, banking. Yep, your smart devices keep getting smarter. But so do all those cyber criminals. They keep coming up with new ways to get at the personal things on your phone, tablet and computer. To keep them secure, always download the latest software and app updates. They contain important security upgrades which help protect your device from nasty viruses and hackers. Be cyber streetwise. Visit cyberstreetwise.com.
Right, sharpen knives, slice bacon, remind Mrs. Jones to collect her sausages, again. Pay the locksmith, update website, speak to Josh about being late, again. Ah, and find an hour to talk to the bank about their business tariffs.
HSBC's best tariff promise ensures you're on our best standard tariff every year, so you're free to get on with running your business. Another big little thing from HSBC. Search HSBC Business Bank for more details.
For businesses up to £2 million turnover on a small business or electronic banking tariff business current account. Promise based on annual review of your last 12 months account activity. T's and C's apply. See website.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
At 2 o'clock, good afternoon. Daniel in Hereford, by the way. You have won today's headline hijack. Right, it's, as I said, 2 o'clock. You listen to Talk Radio. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, farm accident killed Ben Needham. First jungle children arrive and homecoming parade for Rio Stars.
Talk Radio.
Police investigating the disappearance of British toddler Ben Needham say they believed he died as a result of an accident. The 12-month-old vanished on the Greek island of Kos 25 years ago. Specialist teams have spent the past few weeks excavating two sites near a farmhouse where he was last seen. Here's DI John Cousins.
My team and I know that machinery, including a large digger, was used to clear an area of land on the 24th of July 1991, behind the farmhouse that was being renovated by the Needhams. It is my professional belief that Ben Needham died as a result of an accident near to the farmhouse here in Heracles, where he was last seen playing.
14 refugee children have arrived in the UK as part of efforts to resettle unaccompanied minors at the jungle camp in Calais. Home Office ministers in France are trying to identify other lone children eligible to be reunited with families here before the site is demolished. A huge military assault has started against the Islamic State group in the Iraqi city of Mosul. Coalition forces are backing local government and Kurdish military airstrikes to try and recapture the area, which has been under IS control for 2 years. Football Association Chairman Greg Clark says his organisation intends to stamp down hard on homophobia in football. He's been speaking to MPs at a Department of Culture, Media and Sport hearing. There are currently no openly gay footballers playing in England's top four men's divisions. Clark says the culture needs to change.
I would be amazed if we haven't got gay players in the Premier League. And I am personally ashamed
that they don't feel safe to come out.
And thousands of people are expected to watch a parade by Britain's Olympic and Paralympic stars through Manchester this afternoon. The two teams won a combined 214 medals in Rio.
Talk Radio National Weather.
A mix of sunshine and scattered showers, the heaviest in the north and west. Meanwhile, London and the south east will stay mostly dry and bright, highs of 17 degrees.
Are you tempted to go back to your nude men reading literature event that you went to the weekend?
No.
Oh. Why?
I think I've done it once. I don't need to do it again. I mean, it was fun, but I've got quite a short attention span, and the literature, I didn't pay attention to.
Well, I mean, faced with a lineup of gentleman sausage, I guess you're not going to concentrate on the literature as such.
But that wasn't the most distracting thing.
What were you telling me about a man with a rubber ring?
So one of the gentlemen who was reading some literature, he had an inflatable parrot on one shoulder and an inflatable ring around him, and the parrot kept falling off, and then he didn't really want to pick it up, so then somebody else picked it up for him, and then he was like, oh, I feel constricted, so he took off the rubber ring and there he was in all his glory.
Was it glorious?
No.
Oh. Okay, that's Victoria's review there of nude men reading literature.
I mean, it was fun, and people, if they like the sound of it, then, you know, go.
Yeah. Yep. It's always nice to know what you've done with your weekend. Mm. Or someone else's weekend. Ben.
Ben.
Yes. I think today is reading the sport, pre-recorded sport, but in the nude.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. A former Liverpool midfielder has told TalkSport that his old side can beat Manchester United in the Premier League tonight.
It's in the news.
Warned them to
look.
Be wary of boss Jose Mourinho's tactics. Liverpool could go 6 points clear of their nearby rivals with a victory. Danny Murphy fancies them to do just that.
At this stage of the season, now, after seeing the two teams start, you'd have to make Liverpool favourites. Big test for Mourinho, but I say that if anyone knows how to spoil a party, he can set up his team in one of two ways, can't he? And we know which way he might go. Think back to that Chelsea performance that cost Liverpool the season, of course. So I wouldn't put it past him to go there and get a draw.
Tennis Australia say Nick Kyrgios will seek help from a sports psychologist after the ATP gave him an 8-week ban for his behaviour at the Shanghai Masters. It'll be reduced to 3 weeks if he gets professional advice. He's been fined an additional £20,000, having also argued with fans and sworn on court. Finally, Sam Burgess has been appointed England's rugby league captain for the Four Nations. He'll lead the side in the tournament less than 12 months after switching back from a disappointing spell in rugby union. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, Theresa May has announced that over the next year, the government is going to tackle the UK's obesity problem by legalising the tackling of obese people. Anyone who feels themselves strong enough to tackle an overweight person to the ground could earn up to £23 per tackle. It's thought the scheme will encourage exercise and weight loss.
Thank you very much, Victoria. Victoria there with the news on Talk Radio, and Ben in the nudes with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Thank you. And welcome to the Jeremy Vine Show, BBC Radio 2. Today was the pop star Lily Allen right to go to the M4 and apologise on behalf of clowns. Tesco stopped selling Newt's Buddies, Brexit behind it. What was it like to be in a burst water pipe in the 40s or 50s? And are Samsung Galaxy Note 7s being deliberately planted by NIMBYs to stop Marmite?
Jeremy Vine.
Are they?
88 to 91 FM.
Thanks, Jeremy!
BBC Radio 2.
I just popped over there to Radio 2 to see what Jeremy Vine's covering this afternoon. You're safe with us. 6 minutes past 2 o'clock. Good afternoon, Monday. I am John Holmes. Welcome along to Talk Radio in the afternoons between 1 and 4 o'clock. Time then for work experience punditry. This is where we road test the next generation of critics of broadcasters in order to propel them forth into the world when their work experience is over. To a glittering career in journalism. And one such person who is grateful, I know, for the leg up we've already given her is Sophie. Hello, Sophie.
Hello.
Hello. I imagine the calls have come flooding in.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, good. And you're here to review television today.
I am, yes.
Yes. So what... how was your weekend, by the way, before we started?
Good, actually, yeah.
Was it... Did it in any way resemble Victorious?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, just, it's always good to check these things. Yeah. What did you do out of interest?
Oh, what did I do?
This is just idle chit-chat banter now.
Okay.
You don't have to answer it.
I played football.
Did you?
I did.
Did you win?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
We'll gloss over it then and move on. So, television, you've been watching some.
Yes,
it's
I have.
It's now time to review it.
Yes. So, first of all, Trigger Happy TV is back.
It is back, isn't it?
Which is quite exciting.
Yes.
Unfortunately, not full episodes. It's just 5 minutes short on 4OD.
Yeah, why is that? I wasn't, because I didn't know this.
I don't know.
Until, like, I mean, I liked the original, but I haven't seen this yet. And I had no idea it was just 5 minute things. I assumed it was like back like it for half an hour.
So did I, until I realised and I was like, oh, that's such a shame.
Yeah.
So it's 8 episodes of 5 minutes, so you can literally watch all of them in one go, which I did. And he's modernised it quite a bit. So, you know, the massive telephone sketch is now an iPhone and he's like FaceTiming, video calling, which is very funny.
Yeah.
It's really good. It hasn't really changed very much. It's just slightly updated. And yeah. Definitely worth a watch.
Have we got a clip of it?
Yes. I think we do.
Okay,
yes.
This is Trigger Happy TV.
Excuse me, we're in a cycle lane. Do you know where the cycling section is?
Sorry?
Do you know where the cycling section is?
Cycling?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Okay, don't worry. Sorry, you're in a cycle lane. Sorry. Excuse me, sorry. Cycle lane.
Sorry. It's a library.
No, it's not. There's a cycle lane here. Sorry.
You can't cycle in the library.
This is a cycle lane. They've just put a cycle lane in.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's in here.
No, it is in here, definitely.
Dom Jolly there, cycling through a library. I mean, it's exactly the same kind of format.
Absolutely, yeah. The cycling thing is very funny. Kind of, he's basically just poking fun at the slightly aggressive cycling community.
Yes.
And goes into lots of parks and just cycles through picnics and... It's good.
And tells them there's a cycle lane.
Yes. Yeah. It's really, really,
really
good.
Yeah.
How does it... Because when you film people like that, the laws change now in that you need the permission and a signed bit of paper from the people that you're filming.
Mm.
So if they're that angry, surely they'd refuse to sign the bits of paper, would they?
You'd think.
I mean, how does that... I'm not casting aspersions that some of it might be staged, because I don't know, but there has to be a way to get round the law.
I think I have an answer for this.
Go on, then.
First of all, there are a few people in this series who have blurred faces.
Yes.
Fair enough.
And there's a really funny sketch where it's just a rich man bragging about how rich he is to this man. Yeah. And it's really funny. His face is blurred because he got really annoyed.
Yeah.
All the other ones, I think the idea is that the joke is on Dom himself, which is always how this has worked.
Yeah. But
so I don't think people would be that...
Once it's explained to them what was going on. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which is fair enough. I mean, I've been in that situation for various things in broadcasting where you have to do something surreptitiously like that. And the trick is always you've got to convince them to sign the release form, as they call it, otherwise you can't use it. But I suppose blurring it out... Anyway, just an interesting point of modern broadcasting. I say interesting? Probably uninteresting to anyone. So I like the original, so I'd like this if I watched
definitely,
it.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah. Yes, yeah. It's really, really good.
I think one of the funniest ones in the old series was, I don't think it was a regular thing, but he just started to go for a poo in a display toilet in the window of a bathroom shop.
That's not in this one.
He hasn't updated that.
He's still doing the animal costume thing, though.
That was my least favourite.
They're not fighting anymore.
No.
It's not that... See, I always think the sketches on that show is hit and miss, but I really like it as a whole. But yeah, they've got worse.
Is he doing it with Sam? Because it used to be him and Sam Cadman, didn't it? He was the cameraman and the director. Is it still him?
I'm not sure.
No. No one's checked that one.
A lot of it is on GoPros now.
Because
he kind of just goes off with like a GoPro on his head.
Oh, right, okay.
I think.
Because it used to be quite long shots, which is what made it interesting, I suppose. I don't know whether... Does the GoPro
There's still some of that, but like the cycling one, obviously,
is
just...
Because
you can't actually see him cycling, it's just his forehead looking out. Mm.
Right. So you recommend then, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
They 100%. Should recommission it, Channel 4, and put it back on the telly.
I agree.
Well, it is on the
telly. Longer.
Is
Well, no, but, you know, they're just shorts on 4OD on demand.
All right.
They should make it into a TV show again.
Yeah, all right, there you go. The person, Cornelius, has spoken.
Mm.
All right, Trigger Happy TV, what next, Sophie?
Next is the new Darren Brown's kind of live show, which is very good and very mind-boggling, as usual. So he basically makes this woman eat glass, which is a bit crazy.
Yeah.
And then he goes on to this kind of weird heebie-jeebie healing thing, and he kind of says it's all about the Lord, and he blows on this woman's eyes, and then she can see again, and it's all slightly strange. And then, hold on, and then he turns it back around, and he's like, oh, but
he
actually...
He blinds her again.
No, I don't know what happened to her, actually. But then he suddenly turns
it back
around. She's gone. And says, no, it's not the Lord, it's just you, and you are in charge of what happens in your life, and it's all to do with you and nothing to do with the Lord, and it's all really interesting and strange.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's Dan Brown's... I'm going to call him Darren because that's his proper name. Darren Brown's thing, isn't it? I'm having no truck with his pretension. Yeah. does when he says live show, was it one of these Channel 4 specials, or is it a film of his live show?
It's a film of his live show.
When was this on?
The show was on last year, but this came out on Monday.
Oh, I see. And that's what you can watch it on.
And that was on telly, and now it's on 4OD.
Well, I quite like Darren Brown. Darren Brown. In Darren Brune.
Deza.
Yeah, I think you can more or less move the vowels around in his name, and I don't think anyone minds. Yeah, Dirren.
It's one of his tricks, isn't it?
To move his vowels around.
Yeah.
You just don't notice when they've been swapped.
No.
But his shtick is to debunk miracles or these like psychics and all these beliefs that people have. His whole thing is to do what they do, but then sort of say, actually, no, it's just a trick. And here's why. And
pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, so and he's sticking with the...
mental.
But this one is a miracle, so it's very biblical then. Is that the point?
Yeah, it's very kind of... Yeah, it does talk about kind of God and the Lord and the universe quite a lot.
Yeah.
Which is a kind of slightly different to what he normally does. But it's really interesting, actually. And he basically says, you know, there are two things in your life that you can... You can control things and you can't control things, and people waste energy on worrying about the things that you can't control. So why, if you just focus on the things you can control, which are your...
Like a remote-controlled car.
Yes. Your actions and your thoughts. Then you'll have a great life.
Yeah.
Don't worry about everything else. It's okay.
So this lady was deciding to be blind then.
Yeah, well, that was weird. I don't understand. I can't get my head around it.
Yeah.
Need a haiku.
Quite complicated. Does she... good, well done. Hang on, so this woman was blind or not blind?
Like fully blind, she had glasses.
Turns out sunglasses, that's all it was.
Yeah.
She was just wearing sunglasses.
And a Stevie Wonder album.
He walked into the crowd and was like, oh, I can see people are being healed.
Oh, you can't do that to blind people.
Rub it in.
Oh, God. Come on, Darren.
Darren.
No, I can see you and you can't. No, Darren, no. That's just bad taste, mate. No, Darren.
Oh, yeah. But he blew on her and then she could see better.
I mean, if I went up to someone, you know. I mean, if I said to you, Zoe, can I blow on you to see if you can see better? I mean, you're going to call HR.
Yeah.
I mean, at the very least, aren't you?
I would.
Yeah.
But I don't work here, so can I still go to HR? I don't know.
I don't know. But either way,
you
wouldn't be very happy if I said to you, or even without telling you, because did he warn her that he was going to blow her?
No.
Well,
no, he said stand up and take your glasses off. And
am I right? Okay, so you wear glasses, right? Yeah. You wear glasses, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, if I said to you, apropos of nothing, hey, Soph, good TV reviewing, stand up and take your glasses off. Right? And then I came over to you and got close enough to blow you.
I don't know what I'd do.
Exactly! It's not...
But if then I opened my eyes and I could see fine without them, then that would be okay?
You'd be happy with my blowing?
I don't know.
I mean, I suppose we should be grateful that Darren only blew her. For Jesus did the laying on of hands. So if I said to you, Sophie,
yes.
Which, by the way, I would not, but let's paint a hypothetical scenario in which I am Darren Brune.
Yeah.
And I said, Sophie, thank you for your TV review, stand up, take your glasses off. And then I came over and touched you, right? Then we're back to 1970s Radio 1. Yeah. It's inappropriate, is what I'm saying, Sophie.
Yeah, no, maybe we should tell Darren Brun this.
Yes, I'm going to write him a stiff letter.
Yes.
Stop blowing on people.
Oh, he's on Twitter, actually.
Is he?
Yeah.
All right.
Also, he looks like Voldemort.
I think he puts an A where the I is.
he looks like Voldemort.
He does. I'm sure there's something going on there.
Well, Voldemort, is he probably? Voldemort. Voldemort. He's on Twitter as @Voldemort. Stupid Val Mangler. Right, that's Darren Brune, there with his blowy miracles.
Yes.
So Sophie is staying with us. Well, she possibly will walk out now, I don't know. But where are we going, televisually speaking, next? Little tease.
Next up, we're going to the Morgana Robinson's The Agency, yep, and Amanda Knox. A documentary about
The Netflix documentary.
Yes.
All right, fine. So we'll be talking about those next. You're listening to Talk Radio. We're midst work experience punditry as Sophie brings us television. It's just coming up to 2:20. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip. It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule, this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Trick or treat!
Sorry, kids. We're saving the treats for Mum and Dad this Halloween. When they buy the exciting Renault Capture or the equally adventurous Renault Kadjar from our award-winning crossover range, they'll now get an extra £750 towards their deposit with 3.99 APR representative until the 31st of October. Renault Finance, over 18, subject to status, participating dealers only. Registered by 31st of December. T's and C's apply. See renault.co.uk/offers.
Winston Wolfe, you got a problem?
Yeah, I want to rent out my flat, but
you don't want your tenants to take you for a ride. I got just the guys for the job.
This is legal, right?
Of course, I'm talking about Direct Line. With landlord insurance, you get the legal documents you need, checked by pros.
Oh, great.
So if things get messy, you've got the legal muscle to make wise guy tenants disappear.
Without getting my hands dirty.
Ah, you're a fast kid.
Direct Line Landlord Insurance, including legal document service. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. New and renewing customers. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's severe delays for both sides of the M1 through Leicestershire. A vehicle travelling north across the central reservation between junctions 23 and 23A near Loughborough. If you're northbound, the hard shoulder and the inside lane is open. If you're southbound, the outside two lanes are open. So you're getting past the scene of this now, but it is still incredibly slow. Lincolnshire's A16 Boston Road through Hythe very closed because of a multi-vehicle accident. The A57 Hyde Road in the Gordon area of Greater Manchester closed eastbound because of a vehicle fire and an accident on Lancashire's northbound M6 causing queues near junction 34 at Lancaster. I'm Joanna Adams.
The Brothers Gould on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Two brothers separated at birth to live worlds apart on the opposite sides of broadcasting. One is a well-mannered, sharp-dressed .com billionaire.
The Stilton's awfully nice.
The other is a down-on-his-luck radio producer who makes Columbo look like George Clooney.
Just one more thing.
Suspend your disbelief. The Brothers Gould are here.
All right, man.
Oh, do stop it, Ash.
The Brothers Gould, featuring Johnny Gould and Ash.
Tonight from 7
on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And 20 thing time. It's work experience punditry. Just before the traffic and travel there, we talked about Darren Brune's Maracle, and which is his live show where he pretended to be Jay-Z. He pretended to be Jay-Z. And as the rapper Jay-Z, we British, he blew on a woman. And we also talked about Trigger Happy TV, or as Darren Brun would call it, Tragger Huppy TV. That's his next show, isn't it? Darren Brine, Val Mangler.
Everyone who goes to...
Vial Mingler.
I think Dom Jolly and...
Dim Jolly.
Jim Jumdivum and Darren Brin should swap.
Swap what? Saliva?
Jobs.
Interesting. So, thanks for your input, Soph. Right, so where we... Where are we going now?
Next, we are reviewing the Morgana Robinson's The Agency.
Oh, this is the Impressionist.
It is.
Morgana Robinson, yeah. And her new series.
Which is strange because it's not just simply sketches. It's like a mockumentary of an agency. And then she plays all of the clients of this agency.
At least that's moving the genre on.
I think so.
That's... I haven't seen it, I have to say. I got a bit impression. I used to write Dead Ringers already for, and then when it went to telly, and I got a bit, fed up of impressions by the time I'd finished. I'd sort of stopped doing it because I just was all impressioned out, and it was sketch after sketch after sketch. And I have slightly the same problem with Newsoids. A lot of good friends of mine write Newsoids, but I don't because I kind of. But this is a new way of doing it that's not sketches. So.
That is true. And they don't meet, obviously, because they're all played by her.
Yeah.
But it's kind of links them all together, which is quite nice.
And also, it's not topical, is it? Where Cornelius...
No.
Can you hear that chinking of cutlery?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah. What's happening is again, very unprofessionally indeed, the paid intern Cornelius...
And it smells.
He does smell.
Yeah.
Don't call him it, but he does smell. But he's eating his lunch just during the show, again.
I don't get a lunch hour here.
Well, I don't get one either. Well, I don't sit here eating a curry.
You only turn up for 4 hours.
A curry I've brought in from home, made up of the weekend's leftover.
Oh, what a horrible night.
We'll just wait for you to finish. It's fine, there's not much left.
It's fine.
Oh, go on, just have that. In your own time.
That's good. I'm done.
Okay.
You've got one more mouthful, actually.
It's fine. I'll eat it during the ads.
So, Morgana Robinson's The Agency, then, is set in an agency.
It's
not topical.
No.
Which is also good, I think.
Yeah, it is. So she does Adele, Danny Dyer, Miranda Hart, Fern Cotton, who's one of her better ones.
I've seen her do that, yeah.
Yeah. Greg Wallace, which I don't think is so good.
Yeah.
Mel and Sue off Bake Off.
Off of Bake Off, yes.
Yes. Russell Brand, that's not her best. Cheryl Cole, and then Natalie Cassidy, who she does very well.
Yes, but there's not a lot of call for doing an impression of Natalie Cassidy, is there? I mean, really. Thank God it isn't topical. I mean,
yeah. It's a very random one, but she does do it well.
Have we got a clip?
Yeah, yeah. Greg Wallace, I think.
Here we go, then.
It's a rare day off for TV's Greg Wallace, but even in his downtime, the renowned presenter finds it hard to truly switch off.
I like it! I like it! I don't like it!
Excuse me?
Hello?
Are you that Greg who eats other people's food off the telly?
Yes, I am, love.
Oh, do you think I could have a selfie?
Of course you can, my love.
My friends will never believe that I met that bloke who eats other people's food off the telly.
Phone's in here somewhere.
No rush! You got 2 minutes!
Here it is.
Oh, right. Yes.
I've got to tell you, I really like the way you like some things and you don't like other things.
I like that you like that.
Oh.
I like your boots, but I do not like your hair.
Classic.
Your time's up.
Yeah.
We're not laughing a lot, are we?
No.
Not her best, that one.
Well, to be fair to her, I've never watched Greg Wallace, so I don't know. Was that accurate? Did it sound like that?
Yes, a bit, but... Personally, when I've watched MasterChef, I've never thought all he says is I like or don't like, so I didn't quite get that.
Yes. Well, that's a sort of technique of putting a character onto an existing... I can see what that is about, but I'm not familiar enough with the no doubt superb work of Greg Wallace.
Yeah.
to know whether that was any good or not. Fern Cotton, though, as you say, I've heard her do that, and it's actually bang on.
Yeah, it is.
And equally annoying as the real Fern Cotton.
You wouldn't know if it was her or... Fern Cotton, if you just heard the voices.
Is it good overall?
Yes. It's not as good as one of her previous sketch shows, but I have to say it's definitely not as good as Dead Ringers.
I'll take that.
You do have to say that, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but it's true.
Yeah. Okay, well, you know, that's very much elevated you in my eyes now for saying that. So, not eyes that you can blow into, like Darren Brune, either. I don't want you to blow into my eye. Thank you. What are we talking about next?
So next is the documentary about Amanda Knox, which is fantastic. It's on Netflix.
Yep.
It's got lots of interviews with Amanda herself, with the prosecutors, some journalists from the Daily Mail. It's very, very interesting. It's 100% worth watching.
Okay. Have we got a clip?
We do.
Okay, here we go.
There are those who believe in my innocence, and there are those who believe in my guilt. There's no in between. And if I'm guilty, it means that I am the ultimate figure to fear, because I'm not the obvious one. But on the other hand, if I'm innocent, it means that everyone's vulnerable. And that's everyone's nightmare. Either I'm a psychopath in sheep's clothing, or I am you.
Is she wearing sheep's clothing? Doing that?
She's not, actually. I don't know where she got that from.
Okay. Because she's mixed up, because it's a wolf in sheep's clothing, isn't it? You don't really hear the phrase, a psychopath in sheep's clothing. That's not, it's not a well-known phrase, is it?
No.
And if you did see her talking on that documentary dressed as a sheep, I would assume she was a bit of a psychopath.
Yes.
If I'm honest. But to be clear, she's not dressed as a sheep.
No, normal clothes.
During that. So this is the... is it the case that's... where does it begin?
It begins kind of explaining why she was in Italy, in Perugia. So she was on a year abroad, and they kind of go through what happened a week before the murder. That's kind of where it starts,
okay.
A week before. And then it goes through all of the case and the evidence for and against...
I have to say, if she'd, because obviously she's quite eloquent, and she'd, but if she'd sort of said those words during the trial, but with that music behind her, the whole thing could have shifted the other way. You know, if she'd sort of said, now Amanda Knox takes to the stand to answer questions from the prosecution. Ms. Knox, could you, in your own words, tell us what happened on the night in question? And she'd go, yes, hang on, I've just brought an orchestra. Yeah. It'll just start. Seems to me. I didn't do it. Sorry, can I just stop the orchestra and Miss Knox? Just one question. Yes, my love. Why are you dressed as a sheep? I mean, I keep meaning to watch it because it was a fascinating case at the time. And of course, then she was guilty, then she was acquitted. You know, and there's all the appeals, and then the boyfriend was in prison. You know, so there's all of that stuff. Does it shed any more light on to the whole situation?
Yes, because you get to hear from her side as well. And actually, I think to begin with, there was a bit of like a language barrier because obviously she was only a student doing Italian, so I think the subtleties in the Italian they found a text message and she'd said something that she meant in English but in Italian that could translate as something different, so that kind of put her in a tricky situation, and that could have been the reason why they thought she did it.
I see. And having watched it, now we know she was acquitted.
Yes, we do.
Right, but having watched it,
hang on. Shut up.
That's not an appropriate gesture to make, Victoria. I know you're trying to tell me to be quiet, but doing that in this case is not appropriate. Just so you know.
I watched this.
Yes.
And
what do you think?
Well, I couldn't really concentrate because the whole time I had a song in my head and it was David Watts by The Jam. The Jam Kinks. Do it, the Kinks do it as well. It's the Kinks song.
Yeah.
And I just kept replacing the words David Watts with Amanda Knox.
Right.
So, wait, do we have it? Go on, play it. And I wish I could be like Amanda Knox. Yes, wishes. So, I couldn't really concentrate. I mean, obviously, I don't want to be like Amanda Knotts, because yes. She's had a lot of trouble in her life.
That's right. And that. This is, just in a nutshell, there is the reason that you don't do the TV reviews. Sophie, thank you very much indeed.
That's okay.
For coming in. Out of, just give them all a collective mark out of a number.
7.
Great.
Yeah.
Sophie, back next week?
Yes.
You're fine. Good. Sophie. She's work experience. We don't have to pay her. She was reviewing the television. It's work experience punditry. In the next half an hour on this programme, I am led to understand there will be a diversity paper review. The big debate will be at 3 o'clock. And Frank Skinner will be joining us in around an hour's time here on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Just after 2:30, Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
25 years after British toddler Ben Needham went missing on the Greek island of Kos, police have concluded he died in an accident. South Yorkshire officers say it's after they found something which they believe was in his possession at the time. They spent the last 3 weeks digging for clues near a farmhouse where he vanished. Detective Inspector John Cousin says it's been a very distressing time for Ben's family.
It's been very difficult, certainly for the past 21 days, of waiting for an answer from this phase of the investigation that we've taken place. We've kept him informed each and every day, and we've given them all the answers that we have so that we can try and alleviate in the best way we can the distress that they've been under.
14 teenagers have arrived in the UK from Calais before the jungle migrant camp is demolished. The group, aged between 14 and 17 from countries including Sudan and Syria, have been welcomed by charities and faith leaders. Concerns have been raised that as many as 1 million people might have to flee their homes in an Iraqi city where a huge military operation is underway. Kurdish and Shia forces backed by US airstrikes are trying to recapture Mosul from the Islamic State group. UKIP's governing body has admitted it might not have a new leader until next year. Nigel Farage is in temporary in charge after his replacement Diane James resigned just 18 days into the job. And Sharon Osbourne has denied being drunk on The X Factor after forgetting the name of one of her acts. The judge insists she's just terrible with names. The weather, a mix of sunshine and scattered showers, heaviest in the north and west. Meanwhile, London and the southeast will be mostly dry and bright with highs of 17 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Victoria.
Yeah.
Good. Now, normally at this time, we get bonus news.
Yes.
Of course. And the reason we get bonus news is because Victoria's bulletins are now shorter than they were.
That's correct. A minute shorter.
We don't know why, do we? Still, we don't know why.
Well, maybe they just wanted more John time.
Oh, that'll be it.
But you've actually taken that away from the listeners with the way that you make me do extra speaking.
I like that you optimistically refer to listeners as opposed to single figure.
Well, I know my mum listens and Con's mum, I think. So
yeah, she listens.
Two. And there's a guy who tweeted earlier who was listening.
So that's three.
Yeah, so that's more than one. So that's accurate then, isn't it?
Fair enough. All right, well done. But now today, we haven't got one, have we?
No, because you didn't bother to introduce it. So I was like, fine, I'll get off the hook. Brilliant.
Oh, no, I was just... I mean, do you only do things when... I thought you'd just know that that was a thing by now.
I couldn't remember which one it was. And I was still thinking quite happily about the gorilla news on Friday. So I was quite satisfied. Because that was a double whammy. That was a special.
It was a gorilla special, yes. But, yeah. We all feel let down because I was expecting your news and I didn't realise I had to
remind
you.
Well, you usually big it up and tell me which one I've got to do because I never remember.
Oh, well, vegetable for half three.
No.
Yes.
I tried vegetarian sausages for the first time at the weekend.
Save it for the news.
I'm not sure that's
half
new.
Three.
I'm not doing it.
Half three.
Don't want to.
For half three.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Yes.
I can talk to you about vegetables, but I don't want to do it in a bulletin, thanks.
God, what sort of level of professionalism is that? I mean, you could talk to me about the news. You could say, oh, I don't need to do the bulletin and forget it. Just talk to me.
No, but the difference here is that I'm contractually obliged to do the news and weather, whereas I'm not contractually obliged to do what you've been making me do.
There's no answer to that. Right. So it's... You all right?
No, I'm not all right, John. You make me do things I don't want to do.
That's the diversity paper review on the way in around 10 minutes' time. And the big debate at 3 o'clock. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail-order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Do the hustle! Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So good afternoon then to you. It is Talk Radio. You can get in touch with us if you have a reaction of any kind, just any kind of reaction at all. If you've, done a bit of cleaning around the house this morning after a heavy weekend and you've found a reaction, just maybe down the back of the sofa or something, or someone, you had a dinner party, someone's left a reaction, open the dishwasher, there's a reaction in there. Then you can react it in this direction. We are very much a home for reactions here at Talk Radio. We'll take them. You could go down to the supermarket when you put you to the bottle bin, you know, the, your bottle bank that you go and put the bottles in at the supermarket. Next to it, you'll probably see one for clothes for the Salvation Army. Next to that, there is a bin in most supermarkets in this country now. The Talk Radio, it's got the logo on it, and it's for your reactions. Pop your reactions in there. They are then collected on a daily basis, and then your reactions are distributed to us here at Talk Radio. Various presenters just get delivered some reactions. Ours have been coming in.
Lots coming in, John. John, I would be happy to take in a child from the jungle. I would call them Mowgli, and it would be really fun.
Mowgli?
Yeah. Mowgli, is it?
That's right.
That's it. John, the Afghanistan war was completely unjust. People, it wasn't about terrorism at all. It was all about resources and going in there, especially mayonnaise. The Americans only went in to Afghanistan to get mayonnaise.
Yes, I can see where this is going.
Yeah, because obviously that's made in the Helmand province.
Thank you very much for that. If you've got a reaction, get it to us. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Now, drunk people out on the streets at the weekend. We don't just ignore them like many people do or call the police when they vomit into bins. No, what we do is go up to them with microphones and ask them for their opinions on the previous week's news. Drunk people canvass for their opinions on the week's news. We call it Alco Vox Pops. And we went out this week, all of the people staggering out of pubs and clubs and bars. And here's what they had to say.
Excuse me, can I just ask you a couple of questions for what I can only describe as the radio? Marmite has been in the news. Talk about yeast.
Oh, I fucking love Marmite. Wait, is that count as yeast? Because I fucking love Marmite. Yeast makes it grow, makes the world grow, doesn't it?
Do you get yeast down here? You need to, like, not wash it with soap because it gets upset.
Yeah, well, Marmite are kind of a bit... Like, they shouldn't be trying to raise the price of anything that they have. But the yeast in general, no girl wants more yeast. So, for that reason alone, then no.
Clowns have been scaring people. What scares you?
Awkward silences, I guess.
I love clowns, so you can't ask me that.
Clowning around, I'd say. Hate it.
My manager.
Yeah, my manager, Claire.
Really, really poisonous snakes. Might scare me.
Clowns. I hate spiders.
Why do you hate spiders? What are they going to do to you?
I just don't like them.
Spiders is not going to hurt you. Like,
they might.
It's got a question for the radio for you. A gorilla escaped from its enclosure at London Zoo. Do you agree with gorillas?
I heard about that story, actually. But, I mean, yeah, the idea of gorillas is absolutely fine. Like, they've got a right to live, haven't they? And so who am I to say that they shouldn't be alive? So, yeah, I have to say I do agree with gorillas.
Well, I thought it was just monkeying around, but I thought if they were ever going to take it down, they need to use gorilla warfare.
I agree. Yeah, why not?
Yes, they're nice. Yeah. I feel sorry for that mother.
No. I hoped he got further than the enclosure, like the.
The latest stuff's alright, but Demon Days was definitely the best stuff they've come up with. It's just unreal, that.
If I have a banana to give it to him, yeah, fine.
And also, Gorillaz is going to have a new Red Bull can this year, or no, next year, but it's going to be great.
Drunk people! Canvas for their opinions on the week's news. That is Alco Vox Pops. If you're drunk and see us staggering towards you with microphones over the weekend, then speak into it. And you too could be immortalised with bleeped swearing. In the next bit of the programme, before the hour of 3 o'clock, more news in haikus, of course, the day's events reflected on through the ancient art of Japanese poetry, the big debate at 3 o'clock, the diversity pay-per-view with Mark, who is a brown one. And Frank Skinner joins us on Talk Radio in around an hour. It is Talk Radio that you're listening to. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Get your weekday afternoons underway with Drive on Talk Radio with Uber. Buckle up this afternoon from 4 as Sam Delaney delivers a dependable daily dose of discussion and debate, along with a boot full of banter. For the latest news, showbiz gossip and controversial comment, it's the nation's favourite destination. Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio with Uber. Driving with Uber can help you fund whatever you want to achieve. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk. Stand Up To Cancer returns to Channel 4 with some very special friends, including Britney Spears, Noel Gallagher, Boy George, Little Mix, Michael Bublé, Alicia Dixon, David Tennant, plus many more. Also featuring Street Mate Meets First Dates and a Gogglebox celebrity special. Join us for a killer night of fundraising. Stand Up To Cancer, Friday at 7 on Channel 4.
With BMW navigation and Spotify integration as standard, the BMW 1 Series effortlessly combines information and entertainment with outstanding driving pleasure. And now the 5-door BMW 118 iM Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £239. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,269 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of December and registered by 31st of March 2017. UK only, guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's severe delays for both sides of the M1 through Leicestershire. A vehicle travelling north across the central reservation between junctions 23 and 23A near Loughborough. If you're northbound, the hard shoulder and the inside lane is open. If you're southbound, the outside two lanes are open. So you're getting past the scene of this now, but it is still incredibly slow. Lincolnshire's A16 Boston Road through Hythe very closed because of a multi-vehicle accident. The A57 Hyde Road in the Gordon area of Greater Manchester closed eastbound because of a vehicle fire and an accident on Lancashire's northbound M6 causing queues near junction 34 at Lancaster. I'm Joanna Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late night, Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night. We're going to have singers. We're going to have dancers. We're going to have naked pets. Just listen and see what happens.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep over.
Late night, Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
The superb Ian Lee on from 10 tonight, as you just heard there. Now then, we're back. We're going to look at the papers in a minute, because that's traditional on Talk Radio. And I've looked at some myself, and what I've noticed is that it's all very complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
I know, Cornelius. Many people can't get their head around the news or the papers, but we're here to help you. If you are a new listener, welcome along. And because we're so helpful, what we've done is go to the trouble of taking the news stories, the big issues, and peeling away the layers to very much get to the heart of a story, much like Julia Hartley Brewer does on her programme, doesn't she? She takes a story and she analyses it, doesn't she? And then she calls someone a bad name. But
she rips the heart out of it.
She and eats it. Yeah, in many ways, in front of people. Now, the news, the way we analyse it, is we don't rip it out. We just get down to the nitty and the gritty. And when you do that with the news, you end up with, as you know, Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Generation rent, live in bad flats infested with millennials.
The news in haikus. Right, it is time for the Diversity Paper Review. And looking through the papers today for us here on Talk Radio is one of our regular diversities. The Diversity Paper Review, by the way, makes us, and has done since we came on air in March, the most diverse programme in broadcasting. The most diverse outlet in all of media, by the way. For each day, the papers are gone through by a different diversity. Today we welcome back Mark, whose diversity happens to be that he is...
brown.
Yes. And, Mark, where are we starting today?
Well, you know, it does takes a while to get my big brown head around the news.
That's right. Well, it's quite complicated, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. I've picked out some fine stories for you.
Yes.
Do you remember Pamela Anderson?
Pamela Anderson.
Anderson.
Yes.
Big in the 90s, big now, literally, and
yes,
career-wise.
Well, you know, I remember her in Baywatch, so in many ways, she was Henderson to me.
Yeah. There's a Baywatch film coming out next year.
Yeah, is there?
Yeah. I'm not sure she's in it.
You didn't have to do the mime there.
Oh, just...
just in case I didn't know what you were talking about.
Horrible.
It wasn't a mime. Anyway, so Pamela Anderson,
out of Baywatch,
and that famous film she shot with her then boyfriend Tommy Lee out of Motley Crue.
Yeah, well, that film she shot, but no one was meant to see it.
Ah,
and she's been in the UK talking about that with her with a rabbi, addressing students at the Oxford Union. Yep, yep, her and a rabbi
walked into the Oxford Union.
Yeah. Walked
one
into
says to the other,
and don't watch porn.
It's not a great punchline.
No, but that's
good advice.
It's what happened. Yeah, sorry. And now she's been telling people how she's a bit upset about the treatment of Julian Assange, and how he doesn't look very healthy and isn't very healthy, and that he needs to get out and about and get some vitamin D.
What's she promoting?
She's not. She's doing this because she is an activist for people for the ethical treatment of animals.
Oh yeah.
PETA.
Yeah.
Was it Peter? I don't know. No one quite knows. And
I'm not going to pet her.
Though I'm sure 1990s John would have.
Yeah, you're right, he would.
And apparently they're worried about Julian Assange, among other things.
So, right, so Pamela Anderson has looked upon the visage of Assange.
Yes.
Right, and thought that he looks a bit peaky because he's trapped in an embassy.
Yeah.
Right, and wants to help.
Yeah. Wants to help get him out. So later today on Talk Radio, we'll be asking if you could be trapped in any embassy.
Yeah.
What embassy would you like to be trapped in?
Yeah. And with whom?
Yeah.
And which star of the 90s would you like to help get you out of it?
Yeah. David Hasselhoff, help me out the German embassy. I'd like.
Yeah. I think I'd go for. Would I go Syria? No, I might go North Korean embassy.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to be helped.
Oh, it's nice. That's an Ealing. They've got a big garden.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'd like to be helped out of it by Erika Eleniak. Who also used to be in Baywatch,
right,
and was famous for jumping out of that cake in the film Under Siege.
Oh.
Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, that was her.
Yeah.
And so, if I was trapped in the North Korean embassy,
yeah,
maybe in the garden you were talking about,
yeah,
I would like a large cake to be wheeled in containing the actress Erika Eleniak, who would thus jump out of the cake and rescue me.
Oh, brilliant.
If that's the subject,
yeah,
that you were suggesting.
I'm, yeah.
So that's where I'm going.
Yeah. Cool. I'd like Carmen Electra,
yeah,
to rescue me from the Thai embassy.
Great. What about you, Cornelius?
Brazil,
Yeah. Alan Brazil rescues you from...
No.
Talk Sports Alan Brazil...
No.
...jumps out of a cake...
No.
...and rescues you from Bernard Manning's embassy club. That's insight into Cornelius' fantasies there.
Yeah.
Good.
I'm not even going
to
try.
Okay. So, what a good... Yeah, let us know. What embassy would you like to be rescued from by which 90s...
Yeah.
...star? I still can't believe that Pamela Anderson's got involved in a sort of high-level political dispute.
You know what's happened, though, don't you? So someone, she's been in a press conference, been in an interview, and some journalist has said, oh, let's just throw this at her and see what she does. And obviously, she'll know who WikiLeaks are because they've probably leaked lots of her details out in the past.
Yeah, I think we've all seen her details in that video with Tommy Lee.
Not those much for her
on the speedboat, wasn't it?
And she's ended up giving this quote, and that's that. But yeah, she was over here telling people not to watch porn, and now she wants Julian Assange to be let go.
Thank goodness for her. I say. I'm at the Oxford Union next week.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah. We've missed her.
Talking about your sex tape.
That's right. Yeah.
With Tommy Lee.
Yeah. No. No, next week I'm going to be at the Oxford Union.
Wonder what it's about.
Not what you think. Anyway, go on. Where are we going now? Let's go to Conker Trees.
Yeah, Conker Trees. Yeah. We all enjoyed... I never enjoyed playing Conkers.
Did you not?
No, I didn't.
Why?
I just found it all a bit too much.
A bit aggressive?
No, I don't mind aggressive things.
Oh, yeah, you work with Julia.
Yeah. I don't mind a bit of aggression. It's I don't know, Conkers. I always thought it was a little bit, like, overly nerdy about it.
Yeah.
And while I was swapping football stickers, I didn't need Conkers in my pocket as well.
Right. Could you... was it one or the other, though? Were you the figurine panini stickers? Or can you do both?
I think you could do both.
I never did football stickers, but I liked to conquer.
You see, I always thought with Conkers, the kids that were really good at it had their mum's help.
Well, there was that whole technique of baking them, cheating, wasn't it? You bake them, for a game of Conkers, you bake them in an oven or somewhere, put them in vinegar, your dad drills a hole through the middle and then ties a length of metal chain to it. That's just my dad. And then...
Very much the blood doping off the playground.
Very much so. That's me. But it was a thing. But didn't they... It was this kind of just a political correctness gone mad load of nonsense that you get, where Conkers were banned, games of Conkers were banned in school playgrounds because they hurt people's hands.
I think
that was
just the Stampsies rule.
Was it?
I think, maybe.
Don't know what it means.
No, neither do I. Okay.
Yeah, I think they did try and clamp down on Conkers for a little while.
Which would have pleased you, not being a Conker aficionado. But now, we went collecting Conkers, my daughters and stuff, and...
treasure those moments, because they could well be coming to an end. Because there's a killer moth that got into the UK in the back of a lorry, because you know all bad things come in the UK in the back of lorries. It came over in 2002, and like the Wombles that first appeared on Wimbledon Common.
Yeah.
And it's been apparently destroying all the horse chestnut trees.
So does it collect Conkers?
No, it just eats them.
Right.
And spreads its awful eat and disease on them.
Well, the answer to this is simple, right? So if kids can't play Conkers anymore because Conkers can hurt, right, what we do is we get this moth and we bake it in the oven and put it in vinegar till it's hard.
Yeah.
And then we drill through the moth, and my dad, other dads are available, attaches a bit of chain to it, and the kids play mothies. So everyone's got a moth in the playground, and you just have to smash the other kid's moth with your moth. So it's like Conkers. It's all the fun of Conkers.
Yeah.
But very much... Pamela Anderson would not approve.
No.
Given her associations with the protection of animals that we were just talking about.
Yeah.
But... You know, if they're getting our Conkers, we will smash their moth.
Yeah.
Mothies. Hard moths.
That's the way forward,
isn't
it?
I'm thinking so. Conkers are... You might be right that it's dying out as a fun game, because when I did go to collect Conkers off the floor where they live, when they've fallen, with my daughters, there were thousands of them. And when I was a kid... You had to struggle to find them, because everyone...
But where was that, though? Was that in a place where other kids would
Yeah, just under a Conker tree. Just in a... You know, in... It just, yeah. I didn't go to some obscure land.
It was just where this but you might have gone to like a forest where no kids go to.
No, so. I mean, it was a conca tree by the side of a road. I mean, it was just a great big oak tree. And there,
there's a conca tree near my place, lots of really good concas.
So they're there, but
when you were kids, whenever you came near a conca tree, did you and all your friends just start throwing them at each other?
We threw sticks at the concas to drop them to the floor.
But when they were on the floor and there was loads of them, do you not just start throwing them at each other?
No, we did that with football stickers. It's weird.
We just come from different times.
Don't we, though? Yeah. You and your violent ways.
Yeah.
All right, conker trees are dying out. Well, I say kill them off.
Well, that's what they might have to try and do.
Yeah.
Because, it could be the end of the horse chestnut tree.
Yeah.
Which I always thought those trees were, really old, were, 60, 70 years old before they yielded conkers.
So did I. How old are they?
Apparently, they can start yielding conkers within 10 years.
When did you yield a conker?
I'm yet to yield a conker, okay. Which makes me and my parents quite worried. A confirmation parents, you know the pressure is always on to yield a conker.
He hasn't yielded a conker yet.
Yeah.
What? He's no son of ours.
Yeah, all my mum's friends are coming around going, "We're praying for you. We'll hope you get a conker."
For Mark
soon.
To yield his conker. Pamela Anderson yielded a conker in that video. Very quickly, because we are running out of time.
Yeah.
But I know you want to talk Spanish bull.
Yeah. I like pictures of bulls fighting back, and I went to bullfighting in Spain about a year ago, and it was really one of those things which I probably wish I hadn't seen, because I was like, wow, the bulls are dying, and you hear them yelp, and it's awful.
Yeah.
But a bull over the weekend fought back. The pirate. What they call toreadors, are they?
Yes, I believe so.
The pirate toreador, who's a man who had, in 2011, a bull's horn went through his mouth and came out of his eye. Came out of his eye, the horn of the bull. And it's just awful thinking about it.
Yes, it is. Thank you for putting that in my head.
Yeah, and now he wears an eye patch.
Which is what he said.
And he got gored again in the eye.
The other eye?
No, in the same eye.
That's a stroke of luck, isn't it?
Yeah.
Imagine that. Imagine if you've got a gored in the other eye, but if it's in the eye, it's already been gored, then I suppose the goring is less galling.
Maybe he regularly gets a bloodshot eye, and as we know, the colour red with bulls really makes them angry, so they just went for that eye. Doesn't explain the eye patch time, though.
Might have been a red eye patch.
Ah, there we go.
Yeah, this man is very unfortunate. I think it's time he gives up fighting. However,
yes.
He's such a hero, he went out and came... He went out, got patched up again, and came back and fought another bull at the end.
Now, you see, you don't approve of bullfighting. Is that fair to say?
That's fair to say.
But you did go to watch one, thereby supporting it?
Because I didn't have any stance of bullfighting. I thought this is an ancient Spanish tradition.
Fair enough.
I want to go and see this and be part of its culture. And then I saw it and I was like, oh my, I do not want to have anything to do with this ever again.
Did you feel more sorry for the bull or more sorry for the man and his eye?
I never saw the man with his eye. I just felt sorry for the bull.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or the bulls.
Yeah.
Though when I was there, I did see a bull get away. He got free because he broke his leg as he was running in. So they didn't fight him. They let him go.
Right. They didn't attach him to some string or a chain.
No.
And use him in playgrounds.
No.
Smashing bulls against his... Because
He wasn't baked.
Got a bull and you did bake it in an oven,
yeah,
right, and then covered it in vinegar,
yeah,
that might be the wrong order, but then children were allowed to smash bulls into each other in playgrounds, then there you go.
Yeah.
It would save them hurting their knuckles with conkers.
Yeah, and it would be good for everyone.
Good.
Because they'd have something to eat at lunch, wouldn't they?
And on that note, Mark, thank you very much indeed for coming in, doing the diversity paper review. Reminders of your diversity?
Brown.
Yes. Right, 3 o'clock. That was Mark. There will be the big debate at 3 o'clock, or just after 3 o'clock, of course, after Victoria's done the news. And then we will be joined by Frank Skinner in the last half an hour of the programme here on Talk Radio. It's 3 o'clock. Victoria's going to have the news after these messages.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Why do I drive with Uber? Well, I get to have more time with the family.
Well, it really helps pay off the mortgage quicker.
I drive with Uber because the hours are totally flexible.
And I'm making money on my own terms.
Just some of the reasons why people all over the UK love driving with Uber. Even if you don't have your own car, we'll help you get started with a free Ignition info session. Get started through Ignition, and you'll even get an extra £300 after you've completed 20 trips. Sign up today at godriveuber.co.uk. T's and C's and private hire licence fees may apply.
Oh.
He's very thorough with his checks, isn't he?
A stickler. Soon be on your way. One last big push and we'll have Dave unstuck from your cash guy's footwell.
Oh,
there we go.
Because we know every Nissan inside out, our understanding goes much further. So visit Nissan's used car event from the 7th until the 24th of October, where you could drive away a used 14-plate Qashqai from £13,790, subject to availability at participating dealers. Google Nissan Cared For to find your nearest dealer.
eBay has everything you need for Halloween.
Honey, just to let you know, Jacob's got Halloween coming up.
New kids' Halloween costumes.
And he's been asked to do trick-or-treating.
Halloween sweets.
With some of the older kids from Year 9.
Scary makeup.
And I said they could all come to ours afterwards.
Halloween decorations.
With their mums and dads.
Booze. Discover a fantastic range of new Halloween items you can buy instantly with free delivery from eBay. The ultimate turn your little monsters into actual monsters shop.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes, here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Ben Needham died in accident. Jungle children set for family reunion and construction starts on Sir David Attenborough.
Talk Radio.
Police investigating the disappearance of missing toddler Ben Needham on a Greek island 25 years ago say they believe he died in an accident. Officers from Yorkshire have carried out a dig operation on Kos where they discovered an item thought to be his in 1991. Here's Detective Inspector John Cousins.
All the members of the family that were present when I shared this information with them and actually showed the item were quite clearly devastated, distraught and very upset. It was a very emotional moment for everybody that was present at that time.
14 teenage refugees have arrived in the UK before the jungle migrant camp in Calais is demolished next week. They're due to be reunited with family members who are already in Britain. One of the biggest military battles for several years in Iraq is underway. Iraqi Kurdish and Shia forces supported by US airstrikes are aiming to recapture the city of Mosul, which was taken over by the Islamic State group 2 years ago. The chairman of the Football Association says he's ashamed that gay Premier League players feel they can't come out in public. Greg Clark has told MPs he believes potential abuse is the most likely reason, and the FA needs to come down like a ton of bricks of fans who are homophobic. And Sir David Attenborough has admitted a polar research ship named after him is a bit of a mouthful. Construction of the vessel has started after the public's choice of name, Boaty McBoatface, was blocked by ministers. Sir David hopes people won't be too disappointed, though.
But those who voted for Boaty McBoatface, it'll be a consolation, I hope, for them to know that there will be an auxiliary vessel which will be called the Boaty. So the name will be preserved and will be venturing into the ice.
Talk Radio National Weather.
But that's not the name. The Boaty.
Well, that's he's shortened it.
Oh, fine. It is called Boaty McBoatface.
So, not the main ship.
No, that's David Attenborough.
A little yellow one.
It's racist.
No, how is that racist? I'm just describing what it looks like.
So it's a ship. It's a little auxiliary boat
vessel
on the boat, mm-hmm. But it is called Boaty McBoatface.
Yeah.
Good.
As a gesture.
That's
fine.
It
should really be called Auxiliary Vessely Muck Auxiliary Vessel.
Well, that did not get the backing of thousands and thousands of people, Cornelius.
Neither did Sir David Attenborough, but they're calling it that.
Yeah.
Well, it's true. Yep. Democracy alive and well. Shall I do the weather?
Weather face.
A mix of sunshine and scattered showers, the heaviest in the north and west. Meanwhile, London and the southeast, mostly dry and bright, highs of 17 degrees.
Thank you very much, Victoria. And now Ben has the pre-recorded sport live from a children's party that's been interrupted by a gorilla.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Manchester United manager Jose Mourinho gets his first taste of the club's bitter rivalry with Liverpool this evening. They go to Anfield in the Premier League. Mourinho is no stranger to grudge matches, and he says this one is up there with the best of them.
In the end, it's just a big match that can be comparable. I don't know, but can be comparable to Inter Milan, to Madrid's Barcelona, maybe Porto Benfica, maybe comparable to one of these matches. and I like.
Tennis Australia say Nick Kyrgios will seek help from a sports psychologist after the ATP gave him an 8-week ban for his behaviour at the Shanghai Masters. It'll be reduced to 3 weeks if he gets professional advice. He's been fined an additional £20,000. He's also argued his fans can swarm on court. Finally, Sam Burgess has been appointed England's rugby league captain for the Four Nations. He'll lead the side in the tournament less than 12 months after switching back from a disappointing spell in rugby union. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Ben there with the sport. Live from a children's party. Has been interrupted by an escaped gorilla. He's, You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Just ahead of the big debate, let's remind ourselves as to what Jeremy Vine over on Radio 2 was doing this afternoon.
Thank you. And welcome to the Jeremy Vine Show, BBC Radio 2. Today, was the pop star Lily Allen right to go to the M4 and apologise on behalf of clowns? Tesco stopped selling Newt's Buddies, Brexit behind it. What was it like to be in a burst water pipe in the 40s or 50s? And are Samsung Galaxy Note 7s being deliberately planted by NIMBYs to stop Marmite? Are they? 88
to 91. Thanks, Jeremy! BBC Radio 2. Time for the big debate! So, Talk Radio in the afternoon is then. It's a Monday, and the question everyone is asking, of course, is which Brexit is best? Is it hard Brexit, or is it soft Brexit, or a kind of in-between Brexit, such as a semi-Brexit, where the Brexit is neither hard nor soft? And think about this. If you were offered a tin of chocolate Brexits, would you go for the hard or soft-scented Brexit? Or would you eat both? Maybe just leaving the horrible Brexit that no one likes in the tin at the end because it tastes like Boris Johnson. Now, over the weekend, of course, we learned the details of Boris Johnson's alternative Brexit article in which he favoured staying in the EU before he formed his thoughts in a different article in which he said we should leave the EU. Now, it's not like Boris Johnson, of course, to be the metaphorical father of metaphorical children, he then disowns and wants nothing to do with anymore. But the question is, should Boris Johnson have framed his thoughts in a better way? Now, on the line listening to me say those words is Pete this afternoon. Good afternoon, Pete.
Hello, John.
Hello there. Now,
hello.
Now, you.
Parkhurst Pete here. Parkhurst Pete, 20 July for aggravated assault and never been happier, son.
It's good of you to call in on your. And I know you have limited phone calls from prison, but thank you for calling in. Now, you.
This is my only one.
Yes.
You've. This is my only shot, John.
Fine. You've heard me say the word framed there, and I guess that's a subject close to your heart. You're against frames, framing, the idea, the notion of something being bordered by wood. What's your problem with frames exactly, Pete?
Oh, myself, I've been framed many, many times,
yeah.
John.
Yeah.
I've been framed for noncing, scazzing, moping, skagging, thumping, duping, lurking, blurking, girking, smirking, dribbling, diddling, tiddling, fiddling, romping, warping, stamping, lorping, slurping, drooping, hafting. Bafting, bifting, lifting, shifting, jumping, humming, stumbling, glumping, pootling, fooling, meeping, beeping, welshing, felching, and laughing at one of Her Majesty's stupid dogs. We don't actually have a name for that crime.
No, well, it's... I mean, you have been convicted on all of those counts. So, but are you suggesting then that you were framed for any of this?
I'm not suggesting it, John. I'm saying it.
You're saying it out loud. All right. Well,
I'm for all of them. Yeah. I'm telling you now.
Yeah. If anyone's offended by any of the crime words you use there, let me just apologise on your behalf. But you know, I am on the phone to a criminal, so it's what we can expect. Pete, just hold the line for me there for a moment. You've not got anything else to do anyway apart from slop out.
I've got to hold the line. I'm handcuffed to it.
I want to bring in another caller. Nick, good afternoon, Nick.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon to you. Now, you've heard a list of crimes there from Pete. He's calling from Parkhurst. It's his only phone call. He's handcuffed to the telephone. You've heard all of that. He doesn't like frames because of the notion of being framed, which is part of his sort of criminal world, really, but it's a wider issue. A lot of people are complaining about frames in general. I mean, for everything from picture to tomato, all of these frames. And I wonder, Nick, where you stand. I'm going to sense you take an opposing point of view to Pete, because otherwise this won't work like talk radio is supposed to. But if you could take up an alternative, an opposite stance to Pete, and give us your take on frames.
Well, first of all, thank you for getting my name right then. I'd like you to remember my name, because I'd like to quote some words from a poet called Irene Cara,
yeah,
who said, I'm going to live forever. I'm going to learn how to fly.
Yeah.
I feel it coming together. People will see me and cry. I'm going to make it to heaven, light up the sky like a flame. I'm going to live forever. Baby, remember my name. Frame! And I think you really don't have to go past that.
Yeah, let me pick you up on one small point there. The problem with that is, and a lot of people listening will agree with me, is that that wasn't the word she said.
No, well, she said, I'm going to learn how to fly, and then someone shouts hi in the background, and they repeat the word flame, like light up the sky like flame.
Flame.
Like that.
Yes.
And then, but I cut it down for size.
Yeah,
that's not
the bit I'm taking issue. I'm taking issue with the bit where where she shouted frame. You say she shouted frame.
Yeah, from frame.
Yes, no, the kids weren't from frame. The kids were from fame.
They were from the Frame Academy.
No, as you know, or even if you don't, Frame Academy is where you go to learn how to make frames, right? The poet Irene Cara, who of course was the children's laureate for a time with that poem. Just hold the line. I want to bring in Pete again.
I've seen some of them kids from the Frame Academy. You don't want to mess with that.
No. Now look, you've been framed, right? That's what you're telling us.
I've been framed, yeah, like that telly programme.
That's what I'm getting at. So did you or did you not?
Over and over again every Saturday afternoon. And you know the other one, the planet's funniest animals, now that's funny.
Yeah.
You see that one with the dog? Rabbit's Johnny Carson all over someone's ad. That had me in stitches, that did. You know, Mad Mike and Badger the Bastard, they were laughing too. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
And that one with the horse, that was funny.
Yeah. Now look, I want to ask you the question that everyone's wanting to ask you is this. You've been framed. Did you get £250?
I got more than that, mate. Right. Not that I like to talk about it.
All right. Just shut up now. Let me bring in Nick again. Now, Nick, now you've realised your mistake. I just want to ask you these questions about frame. Because it's frame. The problem with the word frame and the notion of a frame is that it's a very broad church, and I wonder what your opinions of how broad should a church be for a start?
I think it depends on the congregation.
Yeah.
You want it to be a nice width-length ratio, obviously, but I'm a bit confused. Sorry, I don't understand if Pete there likes you've been framed or not, because at one minute he's saying he doesn't like frames, but he's rightly saying it's the funniest TV program.
They make me watch it. They make me watch it, mate. I don't like it. I like the planet's funniest animal.
But you don't like you've been framed.
And it's funniest animal.
But hang on a minute. What are you watching? Let me ask you this question, Pete. In prison, is that what's round the what's round the television in the prison?
Probably barbed wire.
Yeah, a big cage, mate. Large cage.
Yeah, but
a couple of chains.
I know, but the TV, so the screen itself must be contained, mustn't it? Otherwise, the screen would fall off the sides. So if you.
I don't know, they teach us this in metalwork class, mate. I don't know, it hurts my brain. I don't know what you're talking about. They bring us in a room, they go, look at the cage, laugh at the animals, and shut up. And that's what we do. And they're funny animals. Animals are funny. You notice that they're very funny. Like when that dog thinks it's Jackson Pollock's. And then the other guy says, hats off to this little pooch.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah, now,
but that compared to a bride fainting or a child getting hit by a spanner, the animals are funny, but they're not child spanner kind of funny, are they?
It is a different funny, isn't it?
I was hit by a spanner when I was a child, did me no harm at all. Made me the man I am today. I regularly hit myself with a spanner even now.
And it's funny, and if someone had filmed that, maybe your life would have taken a different path.
I don't know, mate. I'll get up in the morning, hit myself with a spanner, and I go, remember that. And I don't. I remember it.
Let me ask you this question. If you take the... Right, so a frame, we can argue... which is the point, but we can argue that a frame, if in a gallery situation, goes around a picture, right? Now, a lot of people want to see an end to that, but my question is if you take the corners out of a frame, what you end up with is a long bit of wood. So what I'm wondering is that the point when it doesn't become a frame and it's just a long bit of wood? Is that something that is acceptable? Or Nick, would you argue that the frame shape should be kept? Let's be clear on your point of view of the actual structure of a frame here.
I'd obviously be pro-frame with everything like this, but I mean, I'm backed up by, you might have seen about the trials in Sweden.
Sweden, yes.
Because obviously they've got IKEA and they've been doing the thing where they've got frames coming out of their ears, you know, and they were trying to give customers just the non-frame bit. So if they wanted to buy a wardrobe, for example, you get a pole and you get a knob and you get, I think they threw in a coat hanger or something. And it was chaos. And you think, you know, beer in Sweden is something like £15 for a half pint.
Yeah. That is a good point. The trials in Sweden are an interesting that you bring them up as well, because this is a country that's so obsessed with frames that IKEA made that enormous frame. This was must have been in the late 90s, I think. IKEA made that enormous frame, didn't they? Which they displayed Sweden in. The frame was so big it went around the whole country, and then they sawed Sweden off the earth and displayed it vertically. In a frame, the whole of Sweden, and I wonder what you make of that, Pete, in prison, because that's the sort of thing that as a prisoner you watch, and you must think all that money is being spent on that, whereas you have to live in a bucket.
Now, you know, the important thing about art, John, the important thing about art is that it's very easy to nick.
Yeah,
right. All except for that famous one, the Moaning Lisa, or whatever, by Leonardo da Vinci.
Yeah.
That one's sitting in the Louvre under 3 feet of bulletproof, mate. 3 feet of bulletproof.
Yeah.
Right. Now, Leonardo had that done himself personally. He told him, you scum, better not take my painting.
Yeah.
Right. Put it under some bulletproof glass. Make sure no nonsense come and nick it. Or I'll make sure you're all drinking through straws for the rest of your lives. That's what he said.
Yeah.
That's why they call him a genius, see?
That's right. Yeah.
Not like Edward Munch. Right, because he's had everything he's done, every single thing he's done, that we've nicked it several times over.
But Pete, right. You're contradicting yourself. You're saying you don't like frames, but you've made a career from stealing art in frames, and if the art wasn't there, and the canvas,
that was a
and the
Stanley
paint,
knife, mate.
If those things weren't there,
Stanley knife, I mean,
you'd reach out and you'd try and touch the art, and your hand would go through it. There'd be nothing but an idea, a concept.
You roll it up. You use a Stanley knife, mate.
Slightly,
I've got to come in here because we're slightly getting off. I just want you to listen to this this bit of music. Come on, listen to this. But somewhere in my heart there is a star that shines for you. Silver splits the blue. Love will see you through. And that's, of course, Aztec Camera, which is fronted by Roddy Frame, which I think illustrates both of your points.
He was actually an alumnus of the Frame Academy. His real name is Roddy Finkelstein, but when he went to the Academy and passed with flying colours, he named himself...
After the Academy.
I remember him, that Roddy from the Frame Academy. He spent 3 weeks trying to put a corner together. And he still couldn't do it. And then they just left him standing next to the wall, hitting his head off it.
And there we must leave the debate. Not through any time that we need to catch up with, but because Pete's privileges are over in Parkhurst, where he's calling from. Let me just ask you to sum up the debate in one word, please, Nick. Thank you. And Pete?
Let me out. Get me out of here. Somebody.
Thank you very much. If you've got an opinion on whether or not we still need frames, in any sense of the word, I mean, in post-Brexit Britain, do we need frames when we've now got hula hoops and kickboxing? Do we? Get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk. Messages cost 25 pence plus your standard network rate.
I forgot we had to say that now. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like, and it's not a rip-off.
And apologies for any prison language that was used during that debate. It's 20 past three.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In October, we've got a real deal on a 25 kilogram bag of Thistle multi-finished plaster for only £4.39 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
My name is Alex.
I'm John.
My name's Moses.
The jungle doesn't care who you are.
I'm a banker.
I work as a builder.
I have a criminal record.
Or what you've done.
This environment is brutal, hostile.
Game down!
It will chew you up and spit you out.
25 ordinary men discover what SAS selection really takes. Welcome to the jungle.
Some of us are that close to passing out.
SAS Who Dares Wins. Tonight at 9 on Channel 4.
Come on.
It's amazing what you have at your fingertips. Emails, photos, banking. Yep, your smart devices keep getting smarter. But so do all those cyber criminals. They keep coming up with new ways to get at the personal things on your phone, tablet and computer. To keep them secure, always download the latest software and app updates. They contain important security upgrades which help protect your device from nasty viruses and hackers. Be cyber streetwise. Visit cyberstreetwise.com.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's significant delays on the M1 through Leicestershire with two lanes closed both ways near Loughborough between junctions 23 and 23A after a vehicle crossed the central reservation. Lincolnshire's A16 Boston Road through High Ferry is closed because of a multi-vehicle accident. That's in both directions. Air ambulance has been needed at the scene. Delays in the centre of Manchester caused by the closure of the A34 Oxford Street west towards Portland Street and Deansgate because of a parade. And Lancashire's Northbound M6 is suffering because of an accident blocking two lanes near junction 34 at Lancaster. I'm Joanna Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip.
I'll be talking about all the biggest stories. If you're talking about them, so are we. But we'll get behind the headlines, talk to the biggest guests and those politicians, just so you don't have to.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
On it.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Very shortly, we will be joined by Mr. Frank Skinner, who will be in talking about a new TV show he's doing. And, ordinarily here, we'd get your reactions. So let's. Cornelius, what's been coming in?
What's coming in, John? John, a frame is a structural system that supports other components of a physical construction. That's coming from Wikipedia. Mm-hmm. And, John, without frames, what words would rhyme with aim, flame, claim, shame, dame, tame, lame, orange, purple and game?
BAME.
Interesting points.
Thank you very much. Get your reactions coming in 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Now then, familiar to this show, if you are, you'll be aware of Aspodcast, who is through the glass, through the miserable window.
Yeah.
She's got an accent that's impenetrable, ironically.
Who's Don?
But normally I can't. We can't understand a word she says, right, as you know, because she speaks Hullish. And so, but she turned up this morning with her voice that's gone like this.
Like this.
Yes. So. Which is a blessing for everyone in the office. I have to say everyone's very pleased that that Cass is sort of squeaking rather than shouting as usual. Now,
I only shout at you.
Yes. Could you, not today, could you...
No.
Because there's a, I don't know whether you've noticed this, but the Olympians, the Olympians and the Paralympians are back in this country, of course, and they're being paraded about. Their success is being celebrated.
Is that...
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And
I can still wear the vest, aren't you?
Yeah. A lot of dogs outside now, going, why is the woman waving a fist at me? She's I can hear that high pitched voice. Anyway, so what we thought, do you want to come into the studio?
Not really.
Okay. Could you do that? Could you anyway? She loves it, lives through the glass, and now she's got to come into the studio.
Here she is.
Right, Chuckles. Oh. Anyway, so the parade's in Manchester today. She's coming to London tomorrow. And to celebrate that, the extraordinary, absolutely extraordinary achievement
really
of the medal, the medals off the record-breaking... Off the scale, and we're so proud of the Olympians and the Paralympians for flying the flag in Rio that I thought it would be lovely to have you sing the national anthem.
Why?
I think we're about to find out.
I'm not singing. I can barely talk.
And now for the Olympics. It's for the Olympians, Kath. And the Paralympians.
I don't care.
It's for them.
It's not, though, is it? Who's it for, John?
It's for them.
Who's
it's
for them. For, John?
They're all. You can see it on the telly, on the news. They're all gathered around in a room. They're listening.
Listening to talk radio.
All gathered
and
around
for them now.
Radio.
Us podcast has come from behind the glass to sing the national anthem for the brave Olympians.
Oh, I'm only going to say it. I'm not going to sing it.
Sing it.
I'm not singing. Stop it. God save her. It's not for them, it's for you.
It's for them.
God save our gracious queen. Long live our noble queen. God save... He's making me sing Victoria.
Is that what you call it?
I'm not taking you to see naked men again. You're not going to help me out. Happy and glorious. Long to reign over us. God save the Queen.
Another verse.
It's another verse, yeah.
There's another six! Our Lord God arise, scatter our enemies, and make them fall. Confound their knavish tricks. See, even though you can't hear me, I can still talk better than Cornelius. Confuse their politics, boys. Did you dismantle on you? Herbs we fix. God save the Queen.
Four more.
Not in this land alone.
Sing it.
I'm not. You sing it.
I don't think the Queen would appreciate it how you're doing it right now.
You get to see no more naked men, ever.
For context, Cass took Victoria to see nude men reading literature over the weekend. Has this got anything to do with why you've lost your voice?
You're screaming too much.
Yeah.
She was uncontrollable.
Was she?
At least I paid attention to the literature. You just kept giggling and pointing.
Anyway, I think that's what the Olympians would have wanted. Congratulations, Olympians, and welcome home, probably. That was Cass reading the national anthem for you.
You can't do that. It's on Patreon.
You missed.
Thanks, Cass.
Sure.
In the next half an hour, we'll be joined by Frank Skinner here on Talk Radio. It's 3:30. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
South Yorkshire police say they believe missing toddler Ben Needham died in an accident near a farmhouse on the Greek island of Kos. Officers have spent 3 weeks digging up the area where he vanished in 1991. Lead investigator Detective Inspector John Cousins says the theory is based on something they unearthed.
This item, which I've shown personally to some of Ben's family, was found in one of the targeted areas at the second site It is our initial understanding that this item was in Ben's possession at or around the time that he went missing.
14 teenagers who've been living unaccompanied in the jungle camp in Calais have arrived in the UK. They're due to be reunited with family who are already in Britain. 40,000 Kurdish and Iraqi forces are moving in on the Iraqi city of Mosul, which has been under Islamic State control for more than 2 years. It's feared thousands of IS fighters may have rigged streets with explosives. Sir Cliff Richard has arrived at Parliament to talk to MPs and peers about the impact of being wrongly accused of sex crimes. The singer wants the law changed so sexual offence suspects are never named unless they're charged. And FA chairman Greg Clark says he'd prefer a homegrown manager to become the next permanent England boss. He's been questioned by MPs about ongoing allegations of corruption in the game, as well as other issues. Sam Allardyce recently left the England job after just 67 days following a newspaper sting. The weather wet for most places tonight except the southeast, lows of 7 degrees. The rain will clear by morning to leave a mix of sunshine and showers, highs of 13. There's more in half an hour.
Thanks, Victoria.
You're welcome, John.
So, Kat, listen, you went to see the Nudie Men, right?
Yes.
As we've been talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a nude men doing literature.
Naked Boys Reading is its name.
Okay. So, and you learned about this on this programme where it was talked about.
That's right.
During a review of Hipster Nonsense.
Yeah.
And Cass and yourself decided to go.
That's correct.
But Cass has come back with no voice box.
Yeah.
Did she scream?
No, I didn't scream.
Oh, she's there.
Oh, she is there.
Can't understand that, can you?
She was elated at the prospect of being there.
Right.
We both really enjoyed ourselves.
Yeah.
Everyone was so friendly, and there were some lovely drag queens. One guy was dressed as a mermaid. It was a really lovely day.
How did he walk around?
He did, with his feet.
Right.
It wasn't like a sealed skirt, but he was a mermaid.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just trying to get a sense of your weekend, that's all.
Mm-hmm. That wasn't all I did all weekend, but yeah.
It was a highlight, was it?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Good. Thank you, Victoria.
That's okay, John.
Thank you. Did you do it?
By the way, I mentioned the Naked Boys Reading thing to one of my flatmates, and he was like, oh yeah, I applied to be one of them once.
That would have been an awkward moment, wouldn't it?
Yeah, imagine if I would. I'm so glad it wasn't him up there reading, because that would have been really awkward.
Because, yeah, so you, just unbeknownst to you, could have gone along, sat mm-hmm. there watching, and then out comes your flatmate.
Yeah, Daniel.
Daniel. Hi, Daniel. Reading his book
mm-hmm.
in his altogether.
In his birthday suit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you could ask him to do that in the flat if you wanted.
I don't want to.
Okay.
I'm over the idea now.
All right. I'm just trying to help.
Thanks.
Right. Do we have bonus news?
No.
Oh, well, you're supposed to have done bonus.
No, you said about it, and I said no.
Just a minute of silence, then.
Well, no, why doesn't John speak? I could talk to you about vegetables.
Does anyone want that?
No. Well, that's what you were demanding.
Vegetable news? What were you going to tell me about vegetables?
Just that I'm trying to eat less meat.
Fewer.
So I've been cutting down on the amount I eat. I live with...
Daniel.
Daniel. But besides Daniel, I live with a girl who's... she tries to be vegan, but sometimes doesn't manage to be it. She's vegetarian.
Yeah.
So I was telling her about how I was really trying to cut down on meat. And she's like, oh, so how often? I was like, once. She's like, oh, a week. And I was like, no, a day. And she was like, that's not really cutting down. I was like, well, I used to eat it all the time. So it would be.
Oh, it sounds great in your house.
Yes, it's really fascinating. Yeah.
If you were trapped in an embassy.
Yes.
Which embassy would it be?
One which had nice facilities, and I would have to do some research and find out which one's got the most space. Not the one Julian Assange is in, because
well,
I imagine that would
it.
Smell a bit.
Because
now.
You know that Pamela Anderson's tried to get involved with saving Julian Assange.
Yes, she said he's not in a good way, didn't she?
Yeah, because he doesn't see sunlight or eat enough vegetables.
But he occasionally goes on that balcony, doesn't he?
He does very occasionally. But it's a big texter. It's got the nation talking. Which embassy would you like to be in, trapped in, but then rescued by which 90s television star?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. I was just thinking about Patrick Swayze, but he's dead.
Yes.
Mm.
So not him, then?
No.
Another one?
This is a really big decision.
Do you want to think about it?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell us when you finish thinking about it.
Wolf.
Which embassy?
I reckon the Americans would have a lot of space.
All right, so if you were trapped, you'd like to be trapped in the American embassy and rescued by Wolf out of Off of Gladiators. Mm-hmm. There you go, that's Victoria's. What's yours? 8-7-2-2
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
How about you, John? Have you said yours?
I've said mine.
Which one is it?
It was North Korea.
Wow.
Erika Eleniak.
I don't know who that is.
She jumped out of a cake in Under Siege. She was in Baywatch.
Oh, I understand your thought process now.
Said the woman who went to see naked men reading literature. Right.
It was for cultural purposes, and they said they found it liberating.
Keep telling yourself that. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. Frank Skinner coming up very shortly, talking to us about a new TV thing he is doing. Before that, though, we have been out onto the streets. Well, our crack team of reporters certainly have, so-called, because our team of reporters here at Talk Radio are all on crack. And they go out into the street to find the man and woman that is notoriously and famously in it. And they like to find out what they think. And they do that by shoving microphones into strangers' faces. But what do the people think? Today we've been asking them out on the streets, do the people think bypasses or trifles?
Trifles.
Bypasses.
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 Trifles.
Bypasses.
Trifles.
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 Bypasses.
Bypasses.
Trifles.
Bypasses.
Trifles.
Bypasses.
Bypasses.
Trifles.
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 Bypasses.
Trifles.
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 Bypasses.
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 Bypasses. Trifles.
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 Bypasses. Trifles.
Trifles.
Bypasses.
Bypasses. Bypasses. Bypasses. Trifles.
Trifles.
Bypasses.
Trifles.
Bypasses.
Trifles.
Bypasses.
Bypasses.
Trifles.
Bypasses.
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 Trifles.
Bypasses. Bypasses.
Bypasses.
And there you have it. That's what the people are saying right now out on the streets. They are saying bypasses or trifles. That's what they're thinking. But the question is, yeah, we know what they think now, don't we? But, you know, this is Talk Radio. It's your opinion that matters. What do you think? Do you think bypasses? What do you think, trifles? Do let us know. The number's this, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word bypasses or trifles.
Get in touch, do. We'll be talking to Frank Skinner next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Oh, is this your glass? Can I have a sip?
Sure.
Mmm. Oh, Coke. Are you not drinking Coca-Cola Zero Sugar anymore?
Check for yourself.
It is Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. No way.
New Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. Tastes more like Coke. Try it.
Right, your car's all ready. Great. Who's that sticking out of the engine?
Oh, yes, Simon. He's just giving our thorough last check. Mm. He does get stuck in.
Yeah.
Right, grab a leg.
Oh, OK.
Come on, Simon.
Because we know every Nissan back to front, our understanding goes a long way. So visit Nissan's used car event from the 7th until the 24th of October and get a £500 deposit contribution plus 2 years servicing on selected nearly new vehicles bought with Nissan Finance. 9.9% APR representative, subject to status and over 18s. Participating dealers. T's and C's apply. See nissanusedcars.co.uk. Google Nissan Cared For to find your nearest dealer.
People all over the UK love driving with Uber because they get to choose their own hours and take home great weekly pay. You can drive as much or as little as you like. And even if you don't have your own car or private hire licence, we'll help you get started with a free Ignition info session. Get started through Ignition and you'll even get an extra £300 after you've completed 20 trips. Sign up today at godriveuber.co.uk. That's godriveuber.co.uk. T's and C's and private hire licence fees may apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's significant delays on the M1 through Leicestershire with two lanes closed both ways near Loughborough between junctions 23 and 23A after a vehicle crossed the central reservation. Linkage's A16 Boston Road through High Ferries closed because of a multi-vehicle accident. That's in both directions. Air ambulance has been needed at the scene. Delays in the centre of Manchester caused by the closure of the A34 Oxford Street west towards Portland Street and Deansgate because of a parade. And Lancashire's North Van M6 is suffering because of an accident blocking two lanes near junction 34 at Lancaster. I'm Joanna Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Every weeknight from 10, get an earful of unusual nocturnal emissions with radio's Lord of Misrule, Ian Lee. No relation, thank God.
The cactus and the tree and the rabbit on the hill.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation.
It's going to be awesome.
Late Night Ian Lee.
Just listen and see what happens.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Frank Skinner joining us very shortly indeed. Your reactions have been coming in, though, to the Talk Radio reactionometer. What have you got, Cornelius?
Lots coming in, John. John, yesterday I witnessed a clown invite someone to smell the flower on their jacket lapel.
Yeah.
The unwitting person leant in only for the flower to spray out knives into their face.
Yeah.
It needs to stop. But someone else has said, but John, I think people's reactions to the clown crisis is too much now. Yesterday, I went for a late night walk and it was very cold and my nose turned slightly red.
Yep.
And this started to scare people. I didn't feel comfortable walking around, and I had to wield a knife.
Yeah, thank you very much for that. If you've got a reaction, then do get it to us, 87222.
Start your message with the word.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
The news, though, it's quite complicated, isn't it?
I can't get my head around
it. Neither can I, Cornelius, but we're here to help, of course. What we do on this programme every day is take the news, the big stories of the day, and break them down, analyse them, really, and in there, get really into the nitty-gritty, down to the component parts of big news stories. And when you do that, what you end up with, of course, when you break it down and smear it about, you end up with Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Mum sends hoax bomb threat. After school party snub. Bomdo Suville play.
The news in haikus. Right then, let's bring you guest action. So, good afternoon, hello, you are listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes, and I promised you a hot guest action, and I deliver it now, as promised. Joined by, two guests this afternoon, Frank Skinner. Hello, Frank Skinner.
Hello, John, you all right?
Very good, thank you. Yeah, fine, thanks. And Taishan Scheirenberg, who is a renowned portrait artist, head of painting at the Art Academy in London, and judge on a new programme that Frank is also involved with, Landscape Artist of the Year. Hello, hello to you both. Hello, Ty.
Hello, John. Hi.
So, now, do you know what's happened here, right? So what's happened? And you may have done many of these sort of interviews, right? I mean, how many of these have you done?
I'm not prepared to answer that question. We all think we're all stale and fed up, and we're not.
We're rearing to go.
We are absolutely straining at the leash to get into this.
Well, what's interesting is, and you've done this kind of thing, so you'll know, they've given me a list of suggested questions, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
Let's try the... Are they numbered?
Well, they kind of... They're more bullet-pointed, if I'm honest with you.
What about third bullet point? What's that?
Let's go to that.
What's more, you've both got separate bullet points, okay? So
can I have my third one?
You can have your third one, and it's this. And I'll try and make it sound like I've just thought of it, which I think is the point, if that's all right.
I'll go with that.
Okay, here we go. Oh, Frank Skinner. So what is it about the British countryside that lends itself to landscape painting?
Good question, John.
Thank you.
Well, one of the challenges, I think, if you're not an artist, and I said to you, there's a large expanse of English countryside, what colour is it? You'd say green. If you actually look, there's about 917 shades of green. Mm. And making that work and making it feel, it's got to look exactly like it, to make it that feel on the canvas, the way it feels when you look at it, you know, that thing that it does to your heart when you look at beautiful landscape, is quite a tricky and I would say a mysterious art.
That's a very good answer to my question that I thought of there.
Thank you.
I think it's very good. And I think you're right.
I've got a list of answers here.
Why don't you answer, right? Just randomly pick an answer that doesn't match that question. It's like a Two Ronnies sketch.
Shall I do an answer then?
Yeah, do me an answer.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's a good question, John. What happens is that about 1,500 people send in digital images of their landscape paintings. The judges choose the best of those, and then they are put through a series of heats when they're actually stood in a field and made to paint beautiful landscapes. And then the final winner gets a £10,000 commission to paint a National Trust property, and that painting goes into the National Trust permanent collection and will live forever. So, it is structured, as you suggest.
Yeah, good. You mentioned judges there, so let's talk to Ty. So which out of these five bullet-pointed questions would you like, Taisha?
Oh, give me number one. I'm pretty straightforward.
What are you looking for when you're judging?
Oh, God. I didn't see that one coming.
Okay, never go first bullet.
I didn't know that. Ah, what do we look for? Well, there's three of us, you see, so we all come to that question slightly different viewpoint. I, as a painter, I'm interested in paint or the stuff or the material the artist is using. And, of course, my fellow judges, one, Kate Bryan is a contemporary gallerist and Kathleen Soriano is a curator. Yep. So they look at it from art historical or contemporary art-based sort of viewpoints. I'm looking from the very technical point of view, but we all would agree that we're sticking these people that we've selected very carefully into these beautiful landscapes, and we want to have something of the day there. You know, the clouds are scudding, there's a certain light, there's a certain atmosphere. If it's just rained, the air is humid, it makes the colours vibrant. We want to have a sense of the day in that final painting. And because landscape art's been around, and because landscape art has been around for such a long time, of course, we want to be surprised. There's a great tradition in it, especially in this country, and possibly because of our fabulous landscapes and weather. We want them to bring something new to the thing.
Frank, pick a number.
I'll just give you another answer.
Okay.
Gary Lineker. Okay, I'll have the fifth bullet, please.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. How will the show help to showcase artistic talent in the UK?
Well, not only do we have the people who are carefully selected by the judges, that's the sort of creme de la creme from all these people, but we also have a thing called the wild card section. And all you have to do for that is register. You're not judged, no one knows what you've done before. And 50 people turn up to every heat, and they are put in an adjoining field painting something else beautiful. And that in itself, imagine 50 people in a field. It's like an art village has been built. And there's all these people, and the one common denominator that they have is they're all really passionate about it. So if you go wandering around there, you'll see all various degrees of ability and age and everything else. But there is some brilliant stuff in there, and the atmosphere in there and that sort of united feeling of people who care about art is exhilarating.
And as judges, we like to trawl through them, pick one of them to go through to the next heat if we find somebody who's good enough.
That was going to be my next question.
Sorry, okay, fine.
Yeah, but I thought we were doing the answers first.
I've got to start
making it all chronological now, John.
I want to ask you the final bullet point, which is this, which is, I think it's supposed to be sort of a bit throwaway at the end or something.
Oh, okay. Getting to throwaway.
Yeah,
move.
That's how they've done it. Yeah,
I might answer this with a slight chuckle.
If you would, I think that's good. And I know that it's lighthearted because they've left dots at the end of the sentence, so it's going to lead on to something. So here we go. And I'll do the chuckle too. And I understand, Frank, you've taken up painting.
Oh, God. I didn't realise that was out there.
Yeah.
I have started doing art classes at Hampstead School of Art.
Right.
Just completely because I'm doing this show. I've watched so many people doing brilliant stuff close up that I couldn't resist giving it a go. And I'm loving it. I've got a good teacher. And I would recommend everybody try it, because even if you're not going to be brilliant, it's interesting to find out how good you can be, I think.
Mm. Could I be a life model?
We could come to an arrangement. What's your rates like?
Well, I'll give you mates' rates for that.
Okay, fair enough.
I'd like to do that.
I haven't done it when it's just me and a bloke. I imagine us in one of those workman's hops. You know, those red and white striped things you used to get over?
Yeah.
Quite close up and intimate.
Can you forget my very essence? I think you need to catch it.
I see it. You'd be very glad of that when you come to sending out your Christmas cards.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us, because I think that indicates we've come to the end now, doesn't it? I think that's how it
works. I think it does. I think we dodged a bullet there.
I think we did. Let's just leave that there. Frank Skinner, Tyshan Schoenberg, thank you so much. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. And, you know, that's nearly it from us today. That's nearly it. Sam Delaney will be in momentarily to tell us about what the hell he's going to be doing in the next 3 hours of radio. Meanwhile, some of your reactions have been coming in, Cornelius. We've got some reactions coming in. Reactions on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And don't you have to say the other thing now as well?
Well, you only have to say it once an hour.
Oh, remind me of the rules of this. Right, so look, let's get this clear. So,
we should write down all the rules of the show. Like the rules we've been handed down. Because there's lots, isn't there? There's lots of admin around this show.
Yeah, the one today that blindsided us slightly was, from now on we have to say 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Which we know about.
Yes.
Although we've never really established why that is a thing.
No.
But anyway, and then we have to now say text costs 25p a minute plus your standard network rate.
Yes.
Not every time we say it, just once an hour.
Yeah, once an hour.
But what about the people who haven't listened to the first bit? And
Let's not ask that, because otherwise I'll have to say it every time.
Have you had this email memo, Sam Delaney?
What's this?
The one where we have to now say... Text 87222, start your message with the word talk, and then say what it costs.
Oh, you have to say what it costs?
Now we do. We got an email today.
No, I didn't get it. I don't get any of these emails.
I don't either, but they keep telling me. I mean, you're making this up, Connie.
Someone told me, to be honest, because I didn't go to the meeting this morning.
Right.
My production team probably wouldn't tell me any of these emails to get sent down, because I have I don't know about you, John, but I have a strict shoot the messenger policy. So if they tell me anything that is even mildly disagreeable, even though they've had nothing to do with the decision process themselves and are probably just as disgruntled as me, I just think it's simpler and clearer for me to just attack them verbally and physically for the crimes of others.
I absolutely agree with you.
Yeah, 100%. I thought you would, yeah.
Yeah, and I've seen your production so-called team as well.
Yeah.
And they are bruised.
Yeah, so, and rightly so.
Yeah. How are you? What's going on the programme today?
So we're going to be talking about Brexit first,
yep,
and exactly what form that should take. Because it is strange that we were asked a question in June. And I think something like, when you break it right down, about 20% of the population voted to leave. Fine, that's the way the system works. We all knew that. But now, if anyone's got any other... If anyone just sticks their hand up and says, sorry, pardon me, do you mind if we know some of the detail about what you're going to do next? They say, shut up and stop moaning.
Yeah. Ramona.
Ramona. You're a Ramona. Irrespective of which way you vote, you might have voted to leave.
Yeah.
But all you're saying is, I voted to leave. Yeah, but I mean, I'd like to know what the details are because there's a lot of different shapes. Shut up.
Yeah.
That's, it just doesn't feel very democratic.
It should be, well, like the democratic process, because now we learn that they've started building the David Attenborough ship.
Yeah.
That democracy, you said, would be called Boaty McBoatface. Yeah. And as a sop to those people, they, there's a little yellow vessel on that ship that they are calling Boaty McBoatface. Mm. Now, take that to its Brexit, just follow that through, right?
Yeah.
What you do is then you say, all right, we won't go with democracy, so we'll remain in the UK. But as a sop to the democracy people,
yeah.
Maybe one county
yes.
is leaves.
Yeah, Lincolnshire.
Lincolnshire.
Lincolnshire was the top Brexit county. So because they won,
yeah.
because they're the most Brexity yeah. of all of the English counties, all the British counties.
They can they leave. Yeah,
they're the Brexit county, so they have all the funding withdrawn yeah. And stuff like that.
And the rest of the country decides, yeah. like the Attenborough thing, to just go with it.
Exactly.
Against the will of the people.
I think that's a great idea. Yeah. I think it's a great idea. And it, actually, if we did take Lincolnshire out of the equation, it would probably benefit all of us as well, because there would be more jobs. You'd have less people from Lincolnshire, for instance, coming to the major conversations like London and yeah. Manchester. Our tax money would stretch further because we wouldn't have to pay any benefits or anything towards people. What I'm saying is, to be clear, drop them entirely.
Yeah.
Not just they Brexit, we just drop them from the United Kingdom.
Could we build a wall around Lincolnshire and get the Mexicans to pay for it?
Do you think it's time we dropped Lincolnshire from the United Kingdom? 0844 499 1000.
How much do the messages?
7p per minute.
Yeah, 7p per minute.
Good. Sam, thank you very much. Sam Delaney with you on Drive here on Talk Radio. Next, we'll be back tomorrow, 1 till 4. I'm John Holmes. Good afternoon.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.